The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Are you ready?
Start on Star 88.
Let's begin today's Friday show.
Normally, I don't let Fridays get the best of me.
I'm the biggest thing to hit this planet in decades.
The following radio show is to be heard only by people with a sense of humor.
Hey!
Hey, wanted to let you guys know that, I wanted to, like, publicly thank you guys, actually. I'm going to my second Connect group tonight, man.
Nice!
And, yeah, dude, it's pretty cool, man. The curriculum is amazing. But I just wanted to thank you guys for just your encouragement, man. And you guys are really awesome. Like, if you guys have fun, you guys joke around.
Stop
it. Also, like, you guys don't get how, like, influence, and not even just influence, but the impact you have on people that, like, you guys talk about good topics, and sometimes keeping it real is the best thing to do, man. And
thanks, man.
So I'm going to it again tonight, man, and I just wanted to thank you guys, man, for that, because that's really helped me out so much, dude. Yeah.
We about to have some hardcore drama go down right about now.
We love this show.
Well, maybe you're used to it, but for me, it was kind of a surprise.
Set a course for adventure.
Let's do this, show guy.
This thing on. Hello. We're live. Friday morning, July 14th, 6:11.
There is no high today, because it's all so low. We kicking it low. That's not true, actually. It's going to be in the 90s again. It lied to us earlier in the week. Remember earlier in the week, it was like, it's going to kick down. It's going to be nice. 91.
91 is the high?
Let's see. Yep, 91.
What? What do you got on there?
Oh.
What is Steve-O wearing? You're going to totally ruin it for everybody.
You know what? Yesterday, executive pastor of Awesome said, you guys live in a cave back here anyways. Who cares? Wear shorts every day. Remember?
He kind of did say that.
No, no.
He did.
No,
he
look,
did, but it could have been.
It's in my pocket. It's in my pocket. This is my Nate card.
It could have been one of those things that he just kind of said
jokingly.
I don't care.
I got it on video, so.
All right. Just be careful, man. I don't want. Listen, we're the ones who got the policy changed.
Imagine getting fired over wearing shorts.
Yeah, out of all the things that we've done in the past year and a half, and
shorts.
You get fired because of shorts
is what does me in. Well, I'm wearing shorts today, guys. Well, today's 91 degrees.
How many times have you been written up? How many times?
I didn't even think of that until just now. And I'm like,
yeah, you said it all
no.
Like, oh, 91, no big deal.
91 is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wearing
shorts. If you didn't know, it's the policy here at work is 95 degrees and above. It's the only way you're allowed to wear shorts.
Except that's ridiculous because thankfully Pastor Nate was in here yesterday for Shock Therapy Live, which, by the way, phenomenal show. And thank you. Thank you.
It was a really good one yesterday.
It was in here, and it was pretty rad. And then he said, whoa, dude, it is disgusting in here because it gets really hot.
Like a swamp.
Yeah. We said, we know. Why aren't you guys wearing shorts? Well, high today is only like 90.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, that is stupid. And we're like, awesome.
Well, you're kind of the boss.
You are the boss.
You, could, you know.
Glad you just changed that policy for me. Thank you, sir. It was a great moment.
It was.
It was a great moment. I was very happy with it.
Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
585 Live if you want to text into the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's our live line number. Facebook Live blowing up this morning.
It's ridiculous, dude. People are like chiming in left and right already. We've already had a few people share it. Don't forget to share the Yay! Facebook Live.
Thanks, guys.
It's been really, really cool. Kim says, good morning, happy Friday. It's
good
not
morning.
Just any Friday. It is Face Mask Friday.
Oh, man. What does that even mean?
That means you are going to do something that I'm going to hate. And, yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. If you'd like to watch it, you'll be able to listen along on the radios because today you brought a purifying, what is it?
Black mask.
Peel off black mask.
Yep.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Sure did. And
He remembered. Happy Friday.
Yeah, Steve-O's never done this before.
No, dude.
I do it at least once a week.
Yesterday, Chrissy was like, she has this stupid tool that I hate that's like digs into your face. And because she's, wives are
Is
weird.
Is it a zip popper? Like a blackhead
it's
popper?
It's like a scraper, maybe. Oh. I don't know. And yeah, you push on it.
And there's like the blackhead come popping out? Yeah. I used to have one of those.
She does that to me, like, because she just can't. I don't wash my face, guys. I'm not even being funny. What? I don't. I never wash my face.
What?
I've never, ever, ever washed my face.
You've never had an acne problem? Or
no.
See, if I don't, I get acne.
See, and in high school, I remember it was like, oh, you got to get those like clear pad things and you got to do all these things. And then I started to break out. And so I was like, nope. And I never, ever, ever wash my face.
Wow.
Specifically, like in the shower, of course, I'm like scrubbing and doing everything. But like, I don't wash my face ever.
Wow.
Sure, but Christy's like ready for this forest, she says, because she says I got a lot of blackheads.
Yeah, because that's the thing with the black mask. It's this deep cleansing peel-off mask, and you put it on, and it dries after 30 minutes. And then some people, there's some really funny YouTube videos out there of people peeling the mask off because it's on there,
It's not going to be fun.
It's on there. And
I'm
so when
excited.
You look at the other side, usually if you have a lot of blackheads, those get pulled right out. And you have all this gross stuff on the other side of the mask. So we'll see what yours looks like.
See, somebody else said, I've never washed my face, Steve-O. I hate it.
Man, must be nice. Seriously. They used to call me Pizza Face in junior high school.
See, that's probably why you still wash your face. Have you ever just tried to stop washing your face?
I get really bad acne, especially underneath my beard. I get really
bad
acne.
I mean, like shampoo that beard, yo.
Well, sure, but you know,
skin.
I definitely can break out if I.
So we don't put the mask on, like.
No, you don't want to put it on your beard.
How are we gonna? It's like half your face.
Well, most of your blackheads are on your cheeks and nose. So that's really it's underneath the eyes and the nose, upper cheeks. That's where you want to put it. Forehead.
Antoinette says that she hears this is a great mask. So. It's going to be enjoyable. And Carrie says, do not watch the videos before I put this on. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because...
No. Yeah, Kim says, OMG, that one hurts.
I don't know if I kept mine on long enough because the last time I did it, well, I guess I've really only done it once, guys. I could tell that there were some places that it hurt, but for the most part, I have a pretty high pain tolerance.
This better not be one of those like ghost pepper moments.
It's not, I swear.
Where you're like, I switched it out
but
with
I don't know.
Tar.
But, I have a confession.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, just put some Windex on it. Okay. This is going to be awful.
Oh, my gosh. So we got black masks. A little after 7, we'll
put them on.
Put them on and pull them off.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be fun.
So you really have to leave it on for like 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It says 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, wait. Oh, are you supposed to wash your face first?
Yeah, they want you to.
Ugh.
I don't know. Just get a wet rag or something.
Avoid eyebrows, eyes, and lips.
Let's do it all. Let's just put it all over and see what happens. I wonder if it would
hair out. To achieve better results, apply a toner so as to tighten and cleanse the pores. Do you have a toner?
I didn't do that last time.
Okay.
I don't think...
You're making me do all this stuff, but we're not even doing it the right way.
Well, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You don't need that.
All right.
You're fine.
Max just chimed in and said, hey, I've been in Texas for a while. Where's Teo?
Oh, man. He's in the computer.
Let's do it.
Yes.
The computer ate him.
Actually, he'll be back on the 23rd.
Are you so excited?
I am so excited. I miss you so much, buddy.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say.
Okay. I cannot Steve-O, wait.
Steve-O, where did your pants go?
I'm wearing shorts!
No!
Boom! Day 91.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's no longer with us. He moved back to beautiful Nashville, Tennessee.
Like a year ago, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year.
That's cool.
Yeah. But he'll be back for the big Waverly reunion show, which is
I can't wait.
Next Sunday, not this weekend, but... Next weekend here at Calvary, they're going to be here at the Saturday and Sunday service for church. Waverly will be doing the worship. And then Sunday night, Waverly throwing down a big concert.
Which I gotta like humble brag for a second.
Humble brag, bro.
Yeah. Because it's really like, this is one of my favorite things, but it's kind of like a braggy thing. But it's not. This is very genuine. So back in the day, the guys would roll through town and have extra days here in Albuquerque. And we would grab our guitars and we would kick it on the back patio. Nice waters.
Drink some sweet tea.
Drink some water, some tea, what have yous. And just rock worship. Dude, it was some of my favorite times.
Yeah.
Like ever. We'd all just be playing and singing and kind of like tooling through and figuring out new things. And in fact, years ago, this was years ago, I was pretty proud of this. We ended up doing Fix You by Coldplay for communion one time because they were, you know, if they came through, it was like, dude, stay for Sunday. Let's do some worship together. And we ended up doing that. And then it was adopted here in town there for a little bit.
Really?
It was really cool.
That's
yeah.
Really
and it was
cool.
Like, this is a great worship song. I'm like, yeah, it's actually Coldplay.
Wow.
And so I'm telling you guys, if you have an opportunity, you got to get to service because the worship that they do is phenomenal. Not even just the show. I can't wait to see the worship. So really excited for that. And of course, tickets are on sale now. You got to get your tickets.
You got to get your
tickets. Seriously.
$10, guys.
I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised at how well the show is doing because it's Albuquerque and it's Waverly. So dude, get your tickets. Please.
This could be their very last show ever.
Yeah. Probably, most likely, 100%. This is it, guys. So,
Let's see. What do we got on the program this morning? Oh, all the highlights from the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, man. New York press conference. It went down. We'll give you our thoughts shortly. Let's see. What else we got? We need to do the 16 movies that Tom Hanks wouldn't.
Yes, I wanted to get to that.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to do that yesterday.
Yeah.
The Emmy nominees are out. Put that in your Steve-O stuff.
Dude.
All the Emmy stuff.
I cannot wait.
You so excited.
I am so excited. A lot of stuff happened. There were a lot of really interesting picks for the Emmys. So,
yeah.
Talk about that for sure.
New research suggests that just smelling food can make you gain weight.
What?
We'll give you more on that.
I need that. I need to gain some weight.
No,
okay.
You don't.
Need that.
Just stay skinny, bro.
Smell.
Stay skinny.
I don't want to.
Do it.
Tired of getting picked on. Just want to be big like you.
No, you don't. No. It's a horrible life.
Whatever. You are so thin now. It makes me mad.
Like, whatever.
I never bulked up, but you got all thin, and I'm like, man, this is stupid.
Get out of here. I'm wearing a black shirt,
cool.
So it's thinning.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a guest this morning. Well, I have a couple guests, guests, actually.
Oh, dude.
But we have a big celebrity interview this morning. I'm excited, but I'm also not so excited because I really hope that he doesn't ruin
the fact that he's like a childhood hero.
Yeah. Because he's definitely one of those guys that I just want to believe is a really, really nice guy, and he's going to be a great interview.
Mahoney!
From Police Academy.
Oh, from 3 Men and a Baby?
And a Lady.
Oh, my gosh!
From Short Circuit.
I'm so excited!
He was
dude.
One of the biggest movie stars from the 80s.
Man, I'm seriously freaking out, dude!
His name is Steve Guttenberg.
Guys, when I was a little kid, he was seriously one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Short Circuit was so huge. Like, yeah. It's so funny, my birthday Sunday. Short Circuit 2 was my birthday movie when I was like, I'm going to have to look up what year. I think I was like 10, maybe 9? My mom took me and like some of my like friends to the movie theater to see Short Circuit 2. Dude, the Short Circuit movies.
I loved them too.
The Police Academy movies.
Here's the thing with Steve Guttenberg. He was as big as Tom Hanks
Cocoon?
In the 80s. Cocoon?
Oh, Greg, yes.
It's so crazy how a guy that was that famous in the 80s, like, what happened, man? Like,
what do you mean?
The 90s came, and that's when things took a different direction for old Steve.
That's true. He's 58, man.
Like, he was, I would say, at the top as far as the best, most famous actors.
Yeah.
And something happened. Maybe that's the question I ask. What happened? Where was it? Where were you when you were like, what? my career just took a complete nosedive? That's a great question. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Dude, the first line of the first chapter of his 2012 memoir, The Gutenberg Bible, says, "You were the last guy I would pick to be a movie star." And that came to him when he was 16 years old. We got to talk about that. The agent wasn't impressed. They said he didn't have the look. You don't have the talent. Your name is ridiculous. There's no way Steve Gutenberg's going to be a star.
I don't think we can actually have him on the show now because he has his own Bible, guys.
Okay.
We're not allowed. No. That's blasphemy. 8:40 he'll be on. Steve Gutenberg. He's in this show called Ballers with The Rock.
Oh, man.
I watch. I'm a fan.
I want to talk to him about The Rock possibly running for president. Will Steve Gutenberg be his running mate? Because he's like, I mean, everything from the 80s is super, super cool. And he's pretty much one of the coolest human beings from the 80s. Yeah. Seriously.
I hope he's a good interview, guys. Please.
I am Elaine.
No, you're not.
Oh, dude.
You can't be. There's got to be another explanation.
What?
I'm thinking.
Short circuit. Guys, you don't understand. I'm going to try so hard to be cool, but now that there's Facebook Live, people are totally going to be able to see how much I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
I got the call from Robert yesterday, our agent, and it was like, "Sorry, guys, I didn't get Ice Cube." But what about Steve Gutenberg?
No!
It was like, what? Are you serious? I love you so much.
All right. We also have our best friend Sam Swan joining us at 8 a.m.
Yes!
And
one of my best friends in the world, too.
Who?
Jeff Gilbert.
Jeff Gilbert?
Dude. Drummer from Seven Places back in the day, Cutlass, doing phenomenal things now with an amazing organization called Save the Storks. And we have a story coming straight from Albuquerque, man. Straight from Albuquerque today.
Good.
What's going on with him? Oh, man, I cannot wait.
I'm glad he's back because I remember him coming in last year and being so pumped up for his ministry.
Yeah.
Doing some cool things.
Did we mention Steve Gutenberg's going to be on the show? I'm so happy.
Don't get your hopes up, guys. Okay? Just play it cool, guys. Play it cool. 8:40.
I'm not going to play it cool. He was in Sharknado 4, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge. What?
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook Live. Go to our page, Star88. Like it. Watch, listen to the show, leave a comment. Be a part of the show with us. Headlines and traffic when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has arrived in Paris for a state visit to France.
United Airlines is offering passengers an extra incentive to give up seats on overbooked flights, a buyout voucher worth as much as $250.
A whistleblower in the FIFA soccer scandal, Chuck Blazer, has died.
Four men have been arrested for stealing a coin valued at $4 million from a Berlin museum, but they have not found the coin.
Authorities have suspended the license of a Flint, Michigan funeral home. Inspectors responding to complaints allegedly found unrefrigerated bodies stored in a garage on the property.
The House is working on a bill that could be voted on this month to give more money to educate veterans.
Lawmakers in Washington are getting their first look at that third Republican health care bill in the Senate.
The Labor Department says the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week. It was the first drop in a month.
A data breach at Verizon that the company is blaming on human error.
The Justice Department is refusing to release Attorney General Jeff Sessions' security clearance disclosure form.
Gas is down a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains above $2.25 a gallon.
Here in Albuquerque, some spots it's under $2.
Yeah, dude, that's what, you just pull in right away and you just get the gas there, right there.
Yep.
It's like I don't even need gas, but I'm getting it because it's $1.89.
Yeah. Well, I think it was $2.05 where I went yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine was $1.94.
I bet it was that cheap gas, man.
It was. Wait, what do you mean by cheap? What do you mean by cheap? She's a nice lady.
All right. Good morning. It's Friday. Dex and Steve-O, 6:35.
High today of 91. I mean, 95 degrees.
No.
Woo!
Any rain today?
Nope. Of course, that could be a lie. Who knows? Taking a look at the roads. Cool, man. Whole lot of nothing. Seriously. No accidents to report. Everything's nice and clear. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Steve Guttenberg going to be on the show. 8:40 this morning.
Yep.
You know him from Police Academy. Short Circuit. Cocoon. Three men and a baby and a lady.
Oh, man. Police Academy 2, 3, 4. How many did they make?
Four, I think. Maybe more than that. I think more than that? I think four, right? Those are really good movies. It's funny because I posted that we were going to be talking to him on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so many people were saying, oh my gosh, because it just, Police Academy just popped up on Netflix.
Oh, really?
So people have been watching
it.
Oh,
dude.
They're like, I just watched that the other day.
I need to go back and rewatch. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, but for me, Police Academy was cool. But I mean, it was like an older comedy, if you will. That was like an adult comedy. Short Circuit was, dude, the movie.
I am alive.
Johnny Five.
No, you're not. You can't be.
Johnny Five is alive.
There's got to be another explanation.
Yeah, those were good.
You can't play those, I'll cry.
I was just telling Steve-O, I bawled my eyes out when I was a kid watching those movies.
Oh, man.
Just seeing Johnny Five getting bullied all the time. Ugh.
Yeah, but to be fair, dude, he starts off as like a war machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like red eyes and destruction and death. And
I mean, you look back on those movies, Johnny Five and Guttenberg had one of the best chemistries in Hollywood.
Can we talk to him about that? Oh, man.
Yeah, which it's cool because they did a whole spinoff with Short Circuit. It was WALL-E.
That's not a...
That's the spin.
I want to know his thoughts on that, though, because when I first saw WALL-E, it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, they
why
totally
are they ripping off Johnny Five's eyes? And yet WALL-E could be my favorite Pixar film they've ever made. That movie is phenomenal. The simple fact that most of that movie, there's not a lot of words. Like,
yeah.
It's music, and it's like, wow, gestures, and they did a phenomenal job with that movie.
8:40, John, Steve Guttenberg going to be on the show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
7 a.m., we're going to kick off the hour with Black Mask.
It's Face Mask Friday, guys.
This is stuff to put on and
Black Mask is the worst way to say it. Because back in the day, like in Hollywood, wasn't that a thing where they couldn't have like...
That is offensive.
I know. So there was like white dudes putting like... makeup on or face paint on and you know what I mean? And didn't they call it Black Mask? He's also a villain
Google
in
it.
The Batman universe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's really good for your skin.
It's
women
actually
love
called
it.
Black Mask.
Yeah, okay. And it's a purifying peel-off mask. And a lot of people on YouTube, viral videos, they freak out when they try to peel it off. So I'm excited to see how Steve-O reacts.
I'm purposely going to just be cool. Be like, nah, dog, totally chill. They made five Police Academy movies,
five?
By the way.
There was five of them?
That's what a member of the Star Army just said. Somebody else said, High Spirits! That was this film that rocked. Oh, dude. Peter O'Toole was in that. Peter O'Toole was the original Dumbledore. And then he passed away.
I know.
So we got to do a couple. But he was such a great Dumbledore.
Yeah.
We also got the raddest Johnny Five poster that will now... Yeah. Sit in our office forever. Oh, it was Blackface. Sorry, not Black Mask. Black Mask is the villain in Batman.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for helping me out. Somebody wants to know if we're interviewing Ice Cube. Didn't get Ice Cube.
No, sorry, guys. Didn't happen.
To be fair, so we have a booking agent, and he tries to get us these like really rad interviews, but 90% of the time, if we don't play their music or if they're not, like the stations that actually rock him in their format get first dibs.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Think about the interviews that we've gotten, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's just because nobody wants to. Yeah. Who wants to interview Belle Biv DeVoe now?
Right.
Yeah. And it was that bad. Remember that interview?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty bad.
Who wants to interview a psychic? Oh, we will. Steve-O.
Who wants to interview Steve Guttenberg?
Hey!
Yeah!
It's funny to me that tour didn't fill up as fast as Ice
seriously,
Cube.
Maybe is it because like most radio dudes are old and we were like kids. So for us, it's like the magic of Steve Guttenberg. We're like, yeah,
I don't know.
No, we'll take it. immediately.
I would almost think the opposite. Maybe a lot of them are younger guys, and they don't even know. They don't have the respect that we have for Steve Guttenberg.
Younger than us?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're like kids in the radio world.
I know. Think about
it,
though.
It's so funny to me.
How old were we when we started in radio?
Yeah.
We were in our early 20s.
Yeah, but nobody's starting in radio anymore like that.
That's true.
Just think about that. Like, everyone, yeah. All the morning shows, all the big shows are like, now they're in their 40s and 50s. And
I would even think, though, people older than us, like 50s, would have the same respect because for Steve Guttenberg.
Because they were like in their 20s when Police Academy was out? That's true. Maybe.
You know? Yeah. Or he's just not relevant anymore.
Sorry. Yeah, he is. I can't wait to talk to him because that's the thing, man. Like, here's what I'm excited to talk to him about. In the 80s, he was told he'll never make it. Like, he didn't have the look. He wasn't like a leading man. He had a terrible name. And then he rose to like the top. Seriously, he was one of the biggest stars in the 80s.
Ladies loved him.
Yes. He was the 80s ladies, man. And then where did he go? And so it's like a really interesting conversation about what is celebrity, you know?
That's got to be so hard to be on the top like that, and then all of a sudden your career...
Sharknado 4.
Just stops for some reason. You know, you just... Is it because you took a bad... I don't think it's because you took a bad movie role, because you see that even with actors now that are at the top. They all have bad movies that they've done.
Yeah.
So I would wonder... I wonder why.
Dude, he was in Diner. Oh my gosh, I forgot about Diner. Mickey Rourke, Daniel Stern, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
That launched so many careers. Sorry.
All right. 8:40. Steve Guttenberg going to be on the show. We'll talk to Sam Swan coming up at around 8 a.m. He'll be in. And 9 a.m. We have Jeff Gilbert from this amazing ministry called Save the Storks.
Yeah.
It's the 9 o'clock hour.
You know, you would think that I, after all of this time, would remember that at 6:30, we always do headlines, which means at some point, I should probably have headlines in front of me and prepare.
Probably should.
But 2 years ago, I found this game. It's called Marvel Contest
of
Champions.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
you're not allowed to do that on the air.
I purposely just lost because we started and I didn't know.
I'll do the safe word. Go to break.
No, don't do the safe word.
I'll say it. I'll do it right now.
This is something I really, really... He was also on Veronica Mars, by the way.
He was?
Someone just chimed in. Freaking out. Yeah. Veronica Mars. I mean...
I never watched
that. He was
a
bad guy. I mean, he was a predator. He played a predator. He played the predator.
He did.
We should talk to him about that. What was it like going up against Arnold Schwarzenegger? No?
It's not true.
No. Okay. All right. The Emmy nominations are out, and I couldn't be more excited! Guys, if there's one thing you don't know about me that you need to know about me, I love very specific award shows.
Right?
I hate most award shows. My wife watches all stupid award shows. It doesn't even matter what it is. It's like, the CMT, I don't know.
Well, there's people watching because they still have them every year.
However, the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Emmys, and the Golden Globes are so awesome.
Man, I feel like that's a long list.
No, because it's like the best of the best in film, the best of the best in music, the very best of the best in television.
Okay. All right.
These are the Emmys. Like, when I was a little kid, it was like, one day I'm going to accept one of these. One of these. I don't know what I was thinking.
Whatever, man. It could still happen. You're on a huge... Oh, never mind.
No. No.
Sorry.
The Emmy nominees are out, and this is crazy because Saturday Night Live got so much love this year.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
Huh. Because of the whole Donald Trump thing?
Maybe. Alec Baldwin actually was nominated.
Wow.
But so Leslie Jones was nominated. There were so many nominees this year. Kate McKinnon was nominated, which made me so happy because she is the queen of comedy right now to me. I think she's the funniest person on the planet. But here's the crazy thing. Saturday Night Live had a ton. 22, which is the most. But they tied another TV show that also got 22.
Jeez.
Which just so happened to be one of the... I don't know if I can say that. Can I say that? Did you watch the show? I mean, did you see this show? Did you watch this show? Did we watch this? Did we get through this?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it.
Yeah, I did.
I'm just wondering if I should say that it actually was probably the best show this year.
I don't know if I'd go... I don't know.
Dude, do you remember that? I mean,
it was good, like, for sure.
Westworld! HBO's Westworld, 22
wow.
Emmy nominations. Oh, man. In fact, how about the nominees for Best Dramatic Series?
The nominations in the drama series category are Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us,
wow.
And Westworld.
I'm not going to lie,
I don't even
dude.
Know what to choose in that
what
category.
What do you say?
I love pretty much all, well, the Tales one.
Handmaid's Tale.
I watched the first three or four episodes, and it was very dark. And
Legion should have been there.
Yeah,
that's Legion should have been there. I was so bummed about that. However, Stranger Things and A House of Cards, two Netflix series.
This Is Us?
Dude. Yeah. I mean, it's best drama series, and honestly, gosh, dude, This Is Us was so good.
I know.
Was so very, very good.
Better Call Saul?
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course. But it's like, oh, man.
I'm pulling for that one just because it's right here in our hometown.
I'm really, 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 really bummed that Legion was not nominated, though. That was a pretty great dramatic series.
It was really good.
Stranger Things, though. Dude, could you imagine if Stranger Things somehow won? Stranger Things was amazing. That's the only show this year that I watched through the entire season like three times.
Wow.
But that's probably just because This Is Us, you can only watch once, because if you watch the episode more than once, you just fall apart.
It's like a cleansing when you watch that show. You just feel
like
so
good. It's like a black mask. It's like a black mask for your soul. That, Gareth just chimed in and said, I worked on Better Call Saul, yay! I was there for one day. I didn't get nominated for anything.
That'd be cool if they won.
Yeah. So, Netflix actually just stole a ton. Stranger Things had 18 nominations.
Wow.
18. Along with the FX limited series Feud, Petty and Joan. Still mad that I'm not seeing Legion on this list. Did Legion premiere in January? Could it be that Legion was this year and that's why?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that is why.
Because it was kind of a winter show. Maybe it was over the winter. And
I think that's what it is.
So it'll be, okay, so maybe for next year. Because seriously, dude, that show was brilliant.
Yeah, I bet you next year.
HBO's Veep followed with 17 nominations. Not surprisingly, HBO led all networks. They had 110 total nominations, which is crazy. But Netflix had 91 Emmy nominations this year.
I'm getting the tattoo, guys.
Close second. How crazy is that?
I know, right?
Netflix.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I never, ever thought.
They keep pumping out great shows.
Yeah.
Great movies.
Yeah. Remember the Starmie says, I'm bummed Gotham didn't get on there. I quit like halfway through this season. I'm sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get through
it. Same way.
Couldn't finish the season. It was just a little off for me. Let's see. Saturday Night Live extended its existing record for most nominations all time with 231 total nominations. The record won't be broken anytime soon because ER is in second place with 124 nominations.
Wow.
Yeah. Do we want to go through some of these?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got like the very dry person announcing the nominations for Best Comedy Series.
Thank you. The nominations in the Outstanding Comedy Series categories are
Hello.
Atlanta,
Yes.
Blackish, Masters of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep.
Man,
I realized that when I was watching the Emmy nominations yesterday that I don't watch comedies because they announced those and I'm like, I've never seen any of those.
I loved Atlanta.
See, and I need to because I love Donald Glover.
Really good.
I don't know why I didn't watch Atlanta.
You would love that show.
Matt says I'm a Batman hater, to which I say I am not. I actually love Batman, which is why I couldn't get into the season of Gotham because they're trying to skip so many steps in Batman lore to bring a little kid up as Batman. It's not working. Anyways.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, best comedy actress, huh?
The nominees for lead actress in a comedy series are Pamela Adlon, Better Things. Jane Fonda, Grace and Frankie. Allison Janney, Mom.
Okay.
Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Cool.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep. Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish. And Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is really funny.
Never seen any of those shows.
Really funny show.
Never seen any of those shows. What about comedy actor, bro? Huh?
The nominees for lead actor in a drama
this
series
is drama, though.
Are
okay.
Sterling K. Brown, The
Sixth
Sense. Anthony Hopkins, Westworld. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. Matthew Rhys, The Americans. Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan.
Milo.
Kevin
Milo.
Spacey,
Milo.
House of Cards.
Milo. Milo.
And Milo Ventimiglia.
I have to remind me to tell
Dude.
You about a new show with him in it.
With Milo?
Oh my gosh, you're going to die
if
when
you
I tell you about
Gilmore
this.
Girls.
No, no, no.
I'm going to freak out on you.
No.
Okay.
You know the streaming service Crackle?
Yeah.
I know. Nobody watches Crackle.
No one. It's on my Apple TV.
Yeah.
Never ever.
They're putting out some shows, and there's a new show.
With Milo?
With Milo as the lead, and it's one of the best shows I've seen in a long time.
Guys, best dramatic actor. I love Bob Odenkirk. And Better Call Saul was great this year. And Sterling K. Brown probably actually should win, honestly, for This Is Us, because he was such a brilliant character. But Milo Ventimiglia as Jack has to win. He's the best dad ever, bro. The best dad ever. I don't know, though. Sterling K. Brown, guys, there were so many episodes where it was like, Sterling K. Brown is the greatest actor of all time and should win all
oh,
of the
wow.
awards.
Okay.
What?
So I thought this new series was, I thought it was new. It's called Chosen.
Yeah.
It came out in 2013.
Okay.
Did you hear about this?
No.
So it's about Milo. He's a divorced dad. He wakes up to find a box, and inside the box is a gun and a picture. And he doesn't know it, but he's entered into a game now where he now has to go and find this person and kill them.
What?
If he doesn't, he won't get his daughter back. They'll kidnap somebody
oh
from your
gosh.
Family. And once you're in the game, you're always in the game. And it's almost like this hacker group. They watch you.
Oh, gosh.
They hack into everything
nope.
in your life.
Nope.
It's intense. It's one of the most intense
nope.
shows I've ever seen. But holy cow. It's called Chosen. It's on Crackle. I'm in season one, and it's a really good drama.
Nope. Moving on.
You have to watch it. It's some of his best work.
That sounds stressful and terrifying.
It can be, yeah.
Speaking of stressful and terrifying, Gareth on Facebook Live says that Ben Affleck is the worst Batman. Don't worry, I just blocked her.
Good.
Yeah. She obviously never saw the George Clooney Batman and Robin. Because seriously.
Yeah.
The worst Batman? He's phenomenal. Anyways. So, how about best dramatic actress?
Lead actress in a drama series, and the nominees are...
Talk to us.
Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder.
Nope.
Claire Foy, The Crown.
Mm.
Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm.
Carrie Russell, The Americans.
Ooh.
Evan Rachel Wood,
Westworld.
And Robin Wright, House of Cards.
Wow. Oh! Some good ones in there.
Evan Rachel Wood on Westworld was brilliant.
Mm.
Dude! Okay, let's go back to Randall versus Jack. Who's going to win that? You've got Randall. Randall had, like, the season, bro. But Jack is Jack.
Jack.
Guys, if you haven't watched This Is Us, seriously, do yourself a favor.
Yeah. They're
Get
both
lost in
so
it.
Great.
You'll cry your eyes out, and you'll be like, this is the coolest show I've ever seen in my entire life. And we'll go, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Told you. Big surprise nomination. Shannon Purser became a breakout star for her role as Barb on Stranger Things. Here's the crazy thing.
Barb.
Barb was nominated for an Emmy.
Barb was?
I'm not being funny. Biggest surprise of all.
That's really strange.
Dude, let's be real. Barb, she was nominated for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series.
I was going to say, she had a pretty small role.
Yeah, guest actress. She seemed surprised on Twitter. Lots of critics were too. It's fascinating how the internet made Barb a star. But seriously, there wasn't a whole lot to her role. And she seriously was just nominated for an Emmy.
So HBO and Netflix are pretty much going to win the Emmys this year, right? I mean, they're going to take over.
Yeah. Somebody just chimed in all caps, very, very upset. Where is Millie Bobby Brown? Millie Bobby Brown was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. That would be 11 from Stranger Things. So don't worry. She totally got nominated. What really bums me out is Jonathan Banks was nominated for Better Call Saul for Best Supporting Actor. And I mean, that's Mike. I mean, he was possibly the best part of Better Call Saul this year.
Yeah.
However, David Harbour, who plays Hopper, was also nominated in that same category. Dude, I'm telling you, the Emmys this year is going to be so good. Got to be so good. Somebody said, I hate watching This Is Us because Jack sets the bar so high. I feel like after we watch it, my wife is extra disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, because here's the thing. For all of his, quote, perfection, he's still a flawed human being, man. And such a great show. Another member of the Starmie chimed in and said, Jack equals dad goals. And I agree. As a father, I love that show. Because it does challenge you, that's for sure.
Stop.
So,
moment I saw you,
oh, no!
I knew you were my boy.
Oh, Jack! Oh!
Gosh.
Why do you do that?
Ugh.
Why do you do that? You just...
Big three?
Big three!
Big three!
Big three!
I can't wait for that to come back.
Sterling K. Brown or Milo Ventimiglia? Who wins? Jack or Randall? Think about how incredible an actor Sterling K. Brown is.
I don't know, man.
Randall's performance... Okay.
I can't choose.
Moving on. Brandy says, Barb encompassed a friend I had in high school. They seriously took her picture and made Barb. And Gareth is wanting to chime in on Batman again, but she's fired from life because she says Christian Bale, and his bat voice alone ruins him as Batman. Michael Keaton is hands down the best Batman ever.
Yep.
Because he didn't have to do this.
Michael and Ben.
I need a throat lozenge. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Pass.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, Steve-O and I are going to be putting on this black mask.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of Batman.
Yeah. Black mask is this purifying peel-off mask. It supposedly hurts when you pull it off. Yeah. And it's going to really clean our pores. It's going to be beautiful.
So we're going to have to go do that in the bathroom right now or what?
Nah, when we come back, it doesn't take very long. You don't have to do it in the bathroom.
How are we going to clean our hands?
Just get it, just grab some paper towels, man.
Oh,
it's not messy. It's like putting on lotion, bro.
All right.
585 Live if you want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook Live at Star88. We'll be right back. Capital Kings, love is on our side. It's Star88. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Hi.
If you go to Star88 on Facebook, right now you can... Well, I'm in the studio. Steve-O went to the bathroom real quick, but... We just put on our black mask. It is drying as we speak. Man, you look like a robber.
Huh?
You look like a robber.
It's all over my fingers.
Oh, you're fine.
I couldn't get it out of my nails.
You're okay.
My nails.
We're exfoliating.
After this, I'm getting a mani-pedi, bro.
So now we have to wait. We've applied the black mask. Now we have to wait 20 to 30 minutes, and we'll peel it off, and it's going to clean our pores out. It's going to get rid of all those blackheads. I can feel
my
it just
like
turning
stuck.
Into concrete on my face.
My hair is straight up stuck, so I'm trying to like push it back out of my face. Who's Batman?
I'm
who's
Batman,
Robin?
And he's Robin. You're the sidekick.
How come you didn't do it like down the nose line?
I don't know. I just...
You did a terrible job applying this.
Where?
What do you mean? Like down the nose line, down the middle. It doesn't connect.
Sorry.
Also, I may have painted it over my eyebrow.
Ooh, that's bad.
It is 7:13.
To high today of 91 degrees. Traffic. My face is on fire. Is it bad that it's burning? I can feel it.
It's burning?
Yes.
It should be like, it should feel cool on your face.
No, it, especially like over in this area, I'm like, that itches
it's
and
probably,
it burns.
It's probably because you've never washed your face before.
Yeah, it's true.
Like I found out that Steve-O's like, never washed his face before.
Why would I? Look at this perfect skin, bro.
You have great skin. It's true.
Taking a look at the roads, there's literally nothing going on. Maybe there's some construction, so I shouldn't say literally because that would mean that there's absolutely nothing going on and there's things going on. Like road construction, Griegos, between 4th and Edith. Roadway's reduced to one lane right there.
Yeah, bro.
That's about it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Just going to go ahead and get
Getting a selfie.
Getting a selfie for Face Mask Friday.
Star 88 on Facebook. We're live
it's
right
blurry.
Now. You can watch us in the studio. You can listen to the show, and you can see our black mask.
Just trying so hard to do this.
I honestly have done this. I've done this once, and I actually enjoyed it because my skin felt so smooth afterwards.
No.
You're going to just touch your cheekbones, and you're going to go, oh, my gosh, my skin is so smooth right now.
This is the stupidest thing we've ever done.
It really is. Guys, we should never do things like this. It's weird, right?
Well, I mean, this was your idea. You said Face Mask Friday.
Was it my idea? Well, I don't even know why. Why did we?
Because you found out I've never washed my face before and you freaked out on me.
No, because this morning was the first time you ever told me that. What was the reason why we brought this in?
I don't listen to you. I don't know.
I know. I don't listen to you either. Block everything out.
It's like being married in real life.
No, seriously.
I don't know anything that you say. Great. Katrina says that I'm so gullible. Oh.
I have a confession.
Why? What kind of confession?
The black mask is actually black tar.
I would fight you to the death. I would fight to the death, guys.
Here's what'd you say,
thing.
Homeboy?
Katrina, who says I'm so gullible, also wanted to know if we had mentioned the fact that Star 88 is up for Station of the Year, guys.
What does that even mean?
We're one of three finalists nationally from the CMB, the Christian Music Broadcasting Association. Yeah! What?
So out of like 1,300 stations around the country, we're in the top three.
We're one of three. And the best part is we submitted like our imaging, which is pretty cool, and our morning show. And so...
So really the morning show really up for the top three. No, I'm kidding. No, it's amazing, and I don't even know what to say. I didn't plan a speech.
We didn't win anything yet.
Yeah, but we're top three out of like over 1,000 stations, and that's pretty cool, man.
Are you crying?
I can't cry. Exfoliating right now.
Okay.
I can't. My mask is drying as we speak.
Dang it, dude. I got over here. It's like on my eyebrow.
About 20 minutes from now, we'll start peeling it. And you don't want to miss it because Steve-O accidentally put some on his eyebrow. It's going to rip his eyebrow off. It's going to be beautiful. Hey, guess what's back on the show as well this morning?
Dude, go ahead and announce it. I don't want to take this away from you because you did this and people are going to lose their minds when you say it.
I know. People love this. Slow Motion Theater is back this morning, guys. Slow Motion Theater. We slow down the show. We sound ridiculous because that's apparently what you guys like. You just like us to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Or 585-LIVE. You can text in. Or like we said, we are on Facebook Live at Star88. Hey, Steve Guttenberg going to be on the show at 840.
Oh, man.
You know, the guy from Short Circuit, Police Academy. He was one of the biggest stars. The 80s.
It's weird trying to move like your face because it's...
Does it burn? Because for me,
it feels really tight.
Cool. It feels really cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but my skin feels like almost sunburned. You know what I mean? When it gets like tight.
Yeah.
Everything feels really tight on my
face.
Yeah,
man. It's like concrete on your face.
This is so
It's
dumb.
Setting right now. It's
when are we
setting.
Supposed to take these off? Like 7:35?
Yeah, about 7:35. Probably 7:40. Let's give it to 7:40 because...
Gosh, dude, the longer... Is it gooder to leave it on
longer?
It's gooder,
yes, it's gooder.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Because I think I peeled mine off too soon last time. I got anxious and peeled it off. And it didn't really hurt all that bad.
When I was in high school, I went to go visit a good friend of mine. Gosh, everything's sticking. I went to go visit a good friend of mine in Roswell. And I used to go to military school down there. Mm-hmm. So when I left, I was here. I had a motorcycle. And I drove from Albuquerque to Roswell with my sunglasses, not thinking, because I'd never taken a long road trip on a motorcycle. And I went all the way down there, got him, gave him a helmet because I had a helmet on the back, brought him all the way back to Albuquerque. So like 6 hours back and forth in one day on a motorcycle. And that's what my face feels like right now.
Yeah.
Because what I didn't know was there was such a thing as windburn. And I actually burned my whole face except for where my sunglasses were. I looked like an opposite raccoon.
Oh, man.
It was really weird.
Boom.
But, I have like an itch on my nose, but I can't touch it.
Can't touch it. I know. I'm starting to itch too. I'm starting to itch.
This feels weird, man. I'm not going to lie, guys.
We have applied the black mask. It's an exfoliating, beautiful, beautiful face mask. And we'll peel it off here in about 30 minutes. It'll be really fun. What else we got on the show coming up besides slow motion theater? We have Sam Swan at 8. Yeah.
And one of the craziest stories of all time in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, with Jeff Gilbert, Save the Storks.
Crazy story coming out of Albuquerque. I don't want to ruin the surprise, so I'm going to save it. Also, I didn't read the news story, so that's why.
Yeah. Before we go to break, I want to read this story.
Okay. Are we robbing a place?
We're robbing a place. Yeah. We're robbers, man. If this happened to me, I'd be 100% sure it was some sort of YouTube prank. And I probably wouldn't even try to help. I'd just start looking for hidden cameras. Because this story is crazy. Someone in Corpus Christi, Texas was using a Bank of America ATM on Wednesday afternoon. So you're at the ATM. And you know where the receipt usually comes out?
Yeah.
You get the little handwritten note?
Yeah.
Okay. A little receipt that pops out. Well, receipt pops out. And there was something written on the note. It said, "Please help, I'm stuck in here." So this lady's at an ATM and she gets a handwritten note that says, "Please help, I'm stuck in here." Now, what would you do if you saw that? Would you look around?
I would laugh, and I would assume that the dude that worked at the ATM, like whoever puts the, like at the bank who puts the paper in there, was being hilarious.
Oh, so you think somebody was behind there and they were doing...
No, not even behind there, but like I think somebody might have been like just wrote it on receipt.
Yeah.
So that it was like when it came out, they'd be like, dude, a random person's going to freak out.
That's
going to
be funny. Hilarious. And then you put it in your pocket and take off.
Yeah. Or throw it away. I actually never get receipts, so...
So, okay, there was more on the note. It said, "Please help. I'm stuck in here. I don't have my phone. Please call my boss." Then there was a phone number at the end. It turns out it wasn't a prank. Someone was really trapped in the ATM. It was a repairman. He was working in a room behind the ATM when he accidentally locked himself inside. And he left his phone in his truck so he couldn't call for help. Apparently, he passed several notes through the ATM, and the first few people thought it was a joke, but someone finally took it seriously, called the cops. When they got there, they could hear the faint sound of his voice through the wall. They had to knock the door down to get him out, and he's okay. Here's the note right here. This is the little receipt that popped out.
Dude, I would have felt like the worst human because it would have been on the news, and I would have been like,
yeah.
Dude, he tried to tell me.
I was one of the few that he tried to tell me. I'm such a jerk.
I can't believe how did that happen?
Well, it's funny because when you go to like Bank of America and you go to an actual bank, mm-hmm. I always think that it's probably just a regular ATM. I didn't realize there was probably a room behind there.
Yeah.
Like, but that's what it is. He just got trapped in the room. So it wasn't like he was inside of an ATM machine.
Oh, okay. It's just called an ATM because an ATM is, the M is for machine. It's not a machine. Right. Automatic teller machine.
Yep.
Don't call it an ATM machine.
Well, that's what it is.
am the ATM at the Bank of America.
Dude, that's incredible, because I seriously would have been one of the first few that thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I'm going to have to take everything seriously now. Great.
You have to,
Made a ruin Friday.
But I think that's important.
For us to realize?
Yeah, that we should take things serious.
Just because there were so many people that cry wolf doesn't mean we can't take everything.
Right. Okay. Because we see somebody on the side of the road that broke down, and we're so scared now. And I get it. There's a lot of scams out there. There's a lot of people that get mugged, they get robbed. I get it. But I don't know. I don't think that's ever really going to stop me unless I'm with my family. If I have my family with me,
right,
then I'm not going to risk it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's not somebody. Like, there's hard evidence that somebody needs help.
Diego from Santa Fe says, I would tell them to slip me a couple hundies for an assistance fee. That's probably pretty good.
I'll call if you slip me a couple hundies.
Couple hundies, just, yo.
You know, maybe two or three of those Benjamin Franklins, and I'll call. Sure. Yeah.
I think what I would do is I'd get my card, and then I'd pop it back in, and then
try it again.
And, like, pull out another 20 or something just to see, like, if the receipt said anything.
The next receipt says, this is not a joke.
No, seriously. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's real.
Let me try one more. He put it in there, get another receipt. Dude, I'm stuck. Help.
But when would you realize it's real? Like, I almost feel like I'd be like, gosh, this guy planned it well. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Guys, we have Black Mask.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. My nose itches.
No, you can't.
I'm too late. I touched it.
Ugh.
I just rubbed it.
We've put the black mask on.
You didn't even put enough on.
I didn't put enough on, really?
There's like holes.
Look in the camera. We have the same amount, bro.
No.
Oh, look at mine. It dripped.
That's going to be awful.
So the black mask, it sets on your face, and then here in about 10 minutes, we're going to pull it off. We're going to rip it off, and it's supposed to really be good for your skin. It's supposed to exfoliate. It's supposed to get rid of all of those blackheads.
Tam just chimed in, and now I'm mad that she's not here because she said, I just love your eyes. Just love them.
Well,
Tam, you should be here
doing this
with us. Yeah, because you have really blue eyes. People don't realize that. But now that you have, like, black mask on, it's like,
bang!
Shining through. Definitely not mine.
Yours are, like, black.
Like my soul.
They're muddy water. That's the name of your eye color.
But I do look like a pretty cool superhero.
Speaking of Tam, I haven't debuted our song yet.
You guys did
Sam and I collaborated together. While you were gone, bro.
Gonna go.
Tam and I hit the studio. We put together one of the best songs. I don't know. Should I play it today, Tam, or should I wait till Tuesday? Because I've already waited a week, basically.
People are chiming in and saying, I definitely have more than you.
Okay, fine.
It's because I wanted it to be, like, evenly distributed and then, like, a solid layer so that it'll be easier to peel off, right? Because yours looks like it's just going to stick. Like, you're spotty. There's holes.
It's okay, man. It doesn't matter. It's still going to rip off the same, man.
I don't know. You also didn't really get in right here, like, in the nose, like, right in the nostril area. This is why.
Oh, gosh, that hurt. I just went like, that's, oh!
Look, this is like where the little blackhead thingies store up, yo.
I know.
You didn't even get that. You didn't get that area.
Sorry, man. But you did, so we're all good.
Members of the Stormy said, what Dex didn't tell you is that it's actually black henna. You're totally toasted when that mask comes off.
Guys, shh.
I don't know that I'd be bummed. It'd just look like a superhero.
You're not supposed to tell him, guys.
I'd be okay with that. Oh, no. That means we're getting close to pulling these things off.
Yeah, about 10 minutes away from pulling the black mask off. So if you have Facebook, you just go there now, search Star88, go to our page, like us, and you can watch the show. We'll pull off the black mask here shortly. Also, slow motion theater is happening when we come back. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Today.
President Trump has arrived in Paris for a state visit to France.
United Airlines is offering passengers an extra incentive to give up seats on overbooked flights, a buyout voucher worth as much as $250.
A whistleblower in the FIFA soccer scandal, Chuck Blazer, has died.
Four men have been arrested for stealing a coin valued at $4 million from a Berlin museum, but they have not found the coin.
Authorities have suspended the license of a Flint, Michigan funeral home. Inspectors responding to complaints allegedly found unrefrigerated bodies stored in a garage on the property.
The House is working on a bill that could be voted on this month to give more money to educate veterans.
Lawmakers in Washington are getting their first look at that third Republican health care bill in the Senate.
The Labor Department says the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week. It was the first drop in a month.
A data breach at Verizon that the company is blaming on human error.
The Justice Department is refusing to release Attorney General Jeff Sessions' security clearance disclosure form.
Gas is down a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains above $2.25 a gallon.
Guys, we would like to thank the member of the Starmie for
little late
giving us advice on these black masks.
I'm so mad at you right now, Dexter. Go ahead and tell the people.
We're reading online right now why you shouldn't use those black peel-off face masks everyone's obsessed with right now.
Why don't you go ahead and tell them about the fact that it actually, you know, does way more harm to your skin than good. How you're ruining my perfect face because I don't wash
your perfect face.
I don't wash my face. I've got great skin, and now apparently you just ruined it all. Thanks, bro.
This is what it says. We spoke to Andy Millward, facialist,
esthetician, bro. Esthetician.
They effectively act like glue binding to the cells on the skin's surface as well as any vellus hair.
Great, great.
In fact, there are loads of DIY versions of the mask doing the rounds on YouTube. So
Go ahead. Talk about how it's actually
from the outer
removing
layer.
Cells. Yeah, you know.
You only need to watch some of the videos, explains and use. Okay, well. It's okay, man.
So it's excruciatingly painful as well, is what I've read.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you. You idiot.
Ooh, okay. Oh, you know what? I forgot the peel. I was going to bring it out here.
This lady just got done applying her black mask.
So my assistant is going to grab the peel just to show you guys which one I use.
She did her whole face, though. That's the thing. Women, they do their whole face. Steve-O and I only did our, like, forehead and our, like, cheeks. That's what we did.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Glad you caught that
Woo!
One.
All right. Maybe not. Because we can't play that one. All right. So here in about 10 minutes away.
I want to take it off right now because I've read that article and it's like a serious article about how
it's too
it
late.
Damages your skin.
It's too late, bro.
Gosh, you were such a dumb. I'm so mad at you right now.
Here's what I want to do, okay? I want to play the song that Tam and I did, okay? And then after that, we'll
First of all, I'm still mad.
Why are you mad?
Because we never collaborate on songs.
That's not true.
The only time ever collaborated on a song was with Tam. For those who don't know, Tamara, she joins us every single Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour. It's called Quality Tam Tuesday, and people just love her. And you guys worked on a song this week when I wasn't here, even though I keep saying, dude, let's do a parody song.
Yeah, you left on Tuesday. I had to do Best Of. I needed something to do. Tam came in. I'm like, let's do a song.
Great, dude. Kim says I only had half my face, and it hurt. My eyes were tearing so badly. Dude.
I'm not buying into the whole, like, don't use the black mask. I've done it before, guys. I've done it before.
How do you take it off, though? It doesn't even feel like you can. How do you take it off? I'm so mad at you right now.
You
Are we going to look like idiots all
you
day?
You can't. It has to stay on for like a week. Wouldn't that be awful if somebody pranked you and it's like you couldn't get it off? All right. How about that? How about I play the song and then we'll start peeling afterwards, okay?
Ugh. Okay.
Are you going to be jealous hearing the song? I mean, Tam and I
probably. I want to try and get this off now. I'm freaking out. Thanks, Starmie, for telling us after we already put it on her face that it's going to kill me.
If you didn't know, Linkin Park used to be one of my favorite bands.
Oh, no.
And they have some of the
best songs out. I mean,
I'm like the best Mike Shinoda impersonator on the planet. You did a Linkin Park song with that.
Have to tell you, we can do another one, man.
So many.
I didn't know that you would sound like Mike Shinoda because I happen to
one
sound,
thing. I don't know why.
It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Okay.
I sound just like Chester Bennington. So we could totally team up and do another Linkin Park parody song.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts my very
after
rock
you hear
hard
this,
face.
You're gonna be like, ow. You're gonna go, wait, was that Linkin Park? Was that Chester? Or was that Dex's parody song? Dex and Tam's parody song. Excuse me.
This is really stuck on here, guys.
It is. We got Black Mask on. Go to Star 88, our Facebook page. We're gonna peel them off here after I debut this this new parody song that Tam and I did. It's
really not going anywhere.
It's a parody song from Linkin Park's Unbreakable.
Oh, good.
This is a song, you know, guys, I like to talk about my weight, you know, eating healthy, my struggles. I mean, that's my struggle. My struggle is trying to lose the weight, trying to stay healthy. I don't want to die of a heart attack. So I decided to take a very popular Linkin Park song and change it up a little bit. And here is the version. Featuring Tam. It's called Unhealthy. Gotta change my diet now. The doctor says I'm gonna have a coronary.
Is that Chester?
Get that cholesterol down.
Oh, you're terrible!
A Red Bull, Doritos, mac and cheese ain't organic. And I love me some gravy, but I got the diabetes. No doubt I'm fast food crazy, but Baconators are gluten-free.
Cinnabon, why is everything unhealthy? Papa John's, calories and counting. I keep throwing it down, choking it down. Give me Oreos and a green bean. Captain Crunch. Why is everything unhealthy? Dex, put down the burrito.
Just a little bite.
Don't.
Just
no,
one
don't.
Bite, please.
Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm so hungry.
It's not worth it. I promise you, put it down.
Please,
no.
Just one more
no.
bite.
Not even a taste.
I feel like I'm gonna die, Tam.
Dex.
I just need one bite.
Dad, eating churros. All it does is make me heavy. Bean burritos. Why is everything unhealthy? I know it's not all about the outside, but if I don't let go, I'm gonna explode. Mickey D's. Why is everything unhealthy? Why is everything unhealthy? Why is everything unhealthy?
There it is, guys. The premiere. World premiere of Unhealthy featuring Tam and Chester from Linkin Park. It was really me, guys. That was really me, not Chester. You want what Linkin Park song you want to do?
I don't want to do a Linkin Park song.
No, a good one where Mike Shinoda has a really good rap.
Can we take these stupid things off now? I'm freaking out.
Okay, fine.
Somebody just chimed in and said my sister did one of those and her face completely broke out afterwards.
What? No, that's not true. I didn't break out last time I did it.
All right, I'm peeling it.
Oh! It sounds so gross. Go to Star 88 right now.
Ow!
Really? It really hurts that bad? I knew you would do this. I knew it. Oh my gosh. You are such a little baby. I knew you would be like this. I'm going to go live on my Instagram pages as
did
well.
Did you hear my skin?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Guys, it's Black Mask Friday. Steve-O and I have put the black mask on.
Dude.
It's the charcoal black mask.
I am so mad at you right now.
He barely ripped any off, and he's freaking out. Come on, bro.
Craig said that I needed to just rock it like a Band-Aid.
Okay, let me try a little here. Ooh, that's okay. Oh! Oh, gosh! Ah! Ah! Ow!
I'm so happy that that hurt you. Oh, I'm so happy that hurt you. All right.
All right, now let's see.
See anything on there?
No, it just looks like plastic on your face. I'm doing this. I'm just doing this.
Come on. Just. Oh, gosh.
Totally didn't hurt.
You're lying.
Nah, man, I'm good.
You're so lying.
I'm good.
I can't wait to see your nose. Make sure you look at the nose part, okay? When you peel it off. On the other side. Is there anything on there? Oh, man.
Yep.
Turn it around.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all the... Look at all the blackheads, bro.
That's tar.
It's tar.
Oh
my gosh.
You know what? I'm doing this and I'm not going
to...
Oh, dude.
Oh!
Especially on the cheek hair thing area. You're such an idiot. I'm so mad at you right now.
Oh, man. This is fun. This is a good time. Okay. Oh, man. Just wait till you feel how smooth your skin is, though. And Steve-O and I, we just Googled, is the black mask bad for your skin? And yeah, apparently there's all these sites that are saying that it's not good.
I gotta, somehow do this, but I'm trying to, oppositely do this on Facebook Live, because we don't have mirrors or anything in front of us. Okay. I'm just gonna go for it.
Okay, this is gonna be a big one. Okay. Get next to the microphone so people can hear it.
I don't want to.
Okay, here we go. Watch. Here we go. Ow! Oh! Dude, that really hurt. It hurts, guys. I can't get it.
This will be the least you guys ever hear me speak because I don't want to say bad things on the radio.
Okay, well, you're going to have to leave your face like it is because it takes a while to get the rest off. So that's us.
It's stuck. To my eyebrow.
Yeah.
It stuck to my eyebrow.
Yeah.
And I really want to take it off.
I love you, Instagram.
But I also want to keep my job. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to just, you know what?
Oh, he almost puked, guys.
No, I didn't. I got it. I think so. Oh, I think God. I got it. I think I'm good, man. I think I'm so good.
You're the biggest baby ever.
Oh, yeah. Did you get it in your eyebrows?
Okay.
No, you did not.
Yep, Steve-O's missing half his eyebrow.
No, I am not.
Ugh. Ah! Man, feel your skin, though. I want you to feel your skin.
I don't want to feel my skin.
Just feel how smooth this is.
Okay, don't touch my face with your oily fingers, you idiot!
Really, mister? I never washed my face?
Yeah, now it's like naked. It's weird and naked.
You are such a weirdo.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Guys, I don't know if this is good for your skin or not, because everything that we've read so far says it's not, but...
It's like on my hair because I'm a dumb and was trying to do this on Facebook. Oh, that really hurts.
Okay. Well, I'm Instagram. I got to go because I got to run this ship.
Yeah,
here,
you got to run the show, dude.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Oh, go to Star 88 on Facebook if you want to watch this.
Cheryl
Lynn
says, aren't you supposed to wash it off? Yeah, I feel like, thankfully, when we go to break, I'll just, run to the bathroom and look like a crazy person in the men's room.
Right.
Maybe I should go to the ladies' room.
No, you're fine, man.
I don't know. I'm washing off a face peel. I feel like, if anything, I should totally be on.
Yeah, I don't know. Stay away from these things, I guess.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Moral of the story, don't do anything funny for radio because it hurts and you're going to be an idiot.
Yeah, but beauty,
I have ripped
beauty
off
hurts,
so
bro.
Much hair
you
over here.
You want to be beautiful, it's going to be painful, okay?
Nuh-uh. Remember what Celeste said. Natural beauty, dog. God made you the way you are. All right, no makeup.
So just zits and blackheads.
Hashtag no makeup.
This isn't makeup, bro.
Yeah, I know, but it's like something you're doing to like beautify yourself. So I'm against it. It's all about the social constructs of a face mask. You're deconstructing the construct of your skin.
What?
And oh gosh.
Oh, my skin feels so good right now.
I hate you right now.
I feel like it can finally breathe.
Kim says beauty is pain.
That's right.
I don't know, man.
I agree with that.
I didn't hear that in the Christina Aguilera song. She just said you're beautiful no matter what anybody says. Because words can't keep me down.
I think I pretty much almost got all of it.
Nope. Definitely going to leave that in my hair because it's not. I'm just going to. Yep.
Okay.
I will say this because Jay Marie says, but remember the habanero? And I will say, when you tricked me with the ghost pepper, that was way more painful than this mat. No, maybe it wasn't.
The ghost pepper was awful.
Look at this.
We both almost ended up in the ER.
It's in my hair, though. I can't get this off.
That's your fault. Don't blame me for putting it in your eyebrow and your hair.
Oh, dude.
I told you to put it on your skin, not your hair.
Yeah. Casey says we look beautiful, though.
Thanks,
Casey. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Ghost pepper mask? Ooh.
So mad at you guys.
That would never happen. But I'm very happy that we were able to break down a stereotype. A stereotype that says only women can beautify themselves with face masks.
Yes.
You see, guys, it's just another social construct that says that, ow, I'm going to hurt. I can't. Oh!
Seriously. It's not that bad.
Yeah, you didn't get it in your hair because you're bald, jerk. I have hair. I have hair and it hurts.
First off, I'm not bald.
You're pretty bald.
No, I'm not. I shave my head.
Sorry, I'm saying mean things because it's in my hair. Somebody says we're like glowing like Moses.
Thanks.
See?
Thank you.
What if it turned out that... Never mind. That'd be really blasphemous. I'm just going to stop talking right now.
All right. Well, you continue to peel and complain. Let's do this.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, Slow Motion Theater is back, everybody. Well, at least for today. And... here is what slow motion theater is.
Do you see how red my face is? Do you see how red our skin looks?
Oh my gosh.
We have ruined our faces.
No, mine actually looks really good, if I can get the rest of this stuff off.
Mine looks terrible.
Actually, slow motion theater will be back next week because I'm slow-mo-ing this. Because that'll be funny. So you can expect at least another week of slow motion theater for all you lovers of the slow-mo. All right, so I got a couple clips here. We've taken our show, we've slowed it down, and we sound completely ridiculous.
I was just telling Steve off the air how that's much I love Netflix.
Wrong clip. My bad. Hold on.
Come on!
It's right here.
You call Netflix, and you're like, hey.
Hey, guys.
How much will you guys pay me to tattoo Netflix across my stomach.
Wow. Like, this is like cool, a 3 a.m. conversation in college.
New Mexico style. And they say, we won't give you any money, but we'll give you free Netflix for life. I would never have to pay for Netflix again.
Oh gosh. This is our show, guys.
Oh, it sounds so much better.
It does.
Oh, man.
It's a good question.
That's a tough one. Dude, it's like $8 a month.
$9.99.
Okay. Whatever. What? You would get a tattoo.
Oh, man.
On your body of a stupid company so you don't have to pay like $10 a month.
I'd be saving so much money.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
We sound like college dudes at 3 a.m.
I know. It's so ridiculous. It really is. Yesterday, we had a really good Shock Therapy Live. It was really good. If you missed Shock Therapy Live yesterday, Pastor Nate Heitzig came in. We threw down for an hour. We helped somebody that was really struggling and hit the podcast. But I decided to slow-mo Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Mm-hmm. If you're new to this hour, Shock Therapy Live, it's definitely not for little ears. You know.
What are little ears? Like people with little ear conditions that they've got tiny ears on normal size hogs? I'm kind of offended
it's
by that.
It's biblical, bro.
This sounds like Nate on Saturday night.
God said it. Be careful, little ears, you hear.
Yeah.
Matthew 17. No, I'm
just kidding. Dude, so that guy has been self-conscious about his ears since he was a kid. It's like,
The good news is when you're 83, you're going to have normal-sized ears because your ears never stop growing.
Everybody's going to be mocking
unless
all
your
the
ears
old dudes.
Have Benjamin Button disease and they keep getting smaller.
Okay. Oh, Nate Logic, weird. Everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Nate Logic.
Amazing. It's slow motion theater.
Somebody said, you guys sound like Flash from Zootopia. The best.
All right, our last clip here. This we had a conversation a couple weeks back, maybe it was last week, about a new way to lose that, you know, extra belly fat. And all you got to do is jump off of a, 60-foot cliff and belly flop. And it's a new diet plan.
Oh,
and
no.
So we slow-mo'd it.
What does it sound like when you decide it's a good idea to jump off of an 83-foot cliff? Except you don't land feet first.
Oh my gosh.
You do a belly flop. What does that sound like? Okay. One more time. Wait, I need it one more. It gets better over and over. If you just, if you let it go over and over again.
We are watching this over.
80?
Man.
83 feet. That is no
Look
joke.
Look at that jump, dude.
This one. I'm trying to picture, like, what happened? Like, she jumped like Superman off of an 83-foot cliff.
Okay. That's enough of that.
Gosh.
Slow motion theater. There you go, everybody.
You slow motion theater.
Tune in next week when Slow Motion Theater is back.
Yeah.
Featuring Black Mask. The Black Mask Bandits.
I'm so mad about that still. I just want to go, yeah, okay, don't.
Stop it.
What?
You can't get these spots.
No,
like,
I know, stop it. When we go to break, I'm going to go wash my face.
No, I'll get it for you, bro.
I'm actually going to have to go wash my face with, like, bathroom soap. No, gross, get away from me. Gosh.
Did your mom ever do that? Hold on, Joseph.
Ugh.
And then she would, like, get whatever was on your face.
Dude, speaking of, my mom's gets in town tomorrow, and you know I'm making her come in studio and hang out with us on the show.
Whole show?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that.
Yes. Oh, it'd be so good.
I
love your
that.
Mom.
Yeah, I know you do.
She would just love to be here.
Of course she would.
She would just love to just sit in the background and watch.
Of course she would.
With the mic in front of her.
Except she wouldn't do that because she's my mom. Yeah, okay. And so inevitably, 2 minutes later, she'd be like trying to sit back there and just be like, that reminds me of the time when Steven and the whole show. So, no. Maybe.
All
like
right, that's good.
What 20
day?
Minutes.
You said Monday?
Oh, probably Monday. Yeah, she's coming in town for the weekend and then like next week because, you know, my birthday's Sunday.
It is. It's
thanks
Sunday.
To Kim who just chimed in to say happy birthday on Sunday. She remembered before I even said
guys,
it.
Guys, mine's the 21st, by the way.
Nobody cares.
Hey, for all you people tuning in right now, Steve Guttenberg going to be on the show at 8:40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy from Short Circuit.
I am alive.
No, you're not. You can't be. There's got to be another explanation.
Steve Guttenberg, everybody. You know the guy from Police Academy?
Oh, man.
Come on, guys. 8:40. We'll talk to him. When we come back, we'll do some more headlines. Sam Swan will be joining us. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Or Facebook Live. We're on there. Star 88.
Huh?
Mute Math Hit Parade. It is Star 88.
It's because, you know, good bands gravitate to good bands.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, yeah.
Guys, look at my face! Not gonna lie.
Looking good, man. You have this glow to you.
I mean,
man. My skin feels so smooth.
I should have brought my sunglasses. It's so bright in here.
Sam Swan is here. He's so jelly because he didn't get the black mask. But guess what? It's right there next to you, Sam.
Oh, is it?
There it is. Go ahead and put it on, buddy.
Your wife will appreciate you.
I
mean,
she'll love it.
I'm not going to lie. Now that it's over, I'm still really, really nervous because a bunch of members of the Starmie sent us all these scientific studies.
That said, don't do it.
It was like, do not. Okay. It hurts, and it's not supposed to hurt.
So I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
I will go home and put jelly on my
face.
There you go.
Oh, jelly. I don't know about that.
Way better for you.
I don't know if that's
way
good.
Better.
Yeah.
No, that was true. They were saying, like, there's different kinds of scrubs and face masks that
and
just
this
wash
is
off.
Not the good one?
That's not the one. It was like, no, dude, because you're ripping away, like, outer skin cells. And there's, like, bacteria on there, and there's certain things that you actually want to keep.
Mm. You are destroying your epidermis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's a fancy word.
It is a fancy word.
I have no idea what it means, but I've heard that before.
Oh, man.
Amy said, do it, Sam.
Yeah, don't listen to her.
Do it.
Don't listen to her.
The Starmie wants it.
Eve also said, I'm just going to take a bite of this. Here, take a bite of this, and look where we are.
There you go.
You will look beautiful if you just take that bite.
Michelle just chimed in and said, you never age. You never age.
Oh, talking about me?
Yeah.
Michelle.
I don't know. Michelle Barella McFadden.
Oh.
Panamama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was blown away when you told me your age.
Yeah.
73, guys.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
You're so immature.
You need to wash your face. Sorry.
No.
Remind you to wash?
I'm good, bro.
Oh, him?
Yes!
No!
He's got black all over his face. It's making me crazy. I immediately went to the bathroom and was like,
yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, guys. My face is kind of itchy.
Good?
Yeah. No, it's like...
That's why all the warnings. I did a mask this summer at camp. The rec team girls talked me into putting one on.
Yeah.
And after it came off, my face was all tingly and it like tightened up my skin.
Yeah, that's what this does.
I felt 10 years younger, so I put another bunch on.
See?
So I could feel more than 10 years younger.
No. It's like a guy going to the spa for the first time. He like fights it, and he's like, "I'm not going to some stupid spa."
Yeah.
And he gets there, and he's like, "This is the greatest thing ever."
Yeah, this is way better than sports.
Like getting your nails done.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've never get my nails done.
This is way better.
You can't
spell
Manny without M-A-N.
That's right.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
No.
But I'm not getting... I'm just kidding. I'm not getting a manicure.
Yeah, don't you do it.
I like my messed up cuticles.
Dude.
I'm just impressed I know what that's called.
Yeah, that was a good job.
Cuticle.
I had to go... I did one once for a TV thing.
Oh, did you?
The pedicure stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm weird about feet.
Yeah,
so it's like people touching my feet.
My feet are too ticklish.
I was like getting weird.
I have friends of mine that love to go to the chiropractor and love to go to the massage therapist or whatever. And I don't like people touching me like that.
Yeah, no.
Do not touch me like
that. No. Nope.
Yeah.
All right. It is 8:07. Good morning.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic. Well, Griegos Road between 4th and Edith, there's some road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane. Don't forget going on right now on the on and off ramps at I-25 and Paseo del Norte all the way through the end of October. There's various shoulder closures, lane restrictions. They're doing some landscape maintenance. And so be careful in those areas. You never know who you're going to run into in those areas. I was on Paseo yesterday. Just random. So random. Sitting in a car, and I look over, and I'm like, man, that sure looks like Nick Nolte. And then kept driving, and then we got to another red light, and I looked over, and I'm like, that is 150,000% Nick Nolte.
No way!
Yeah. Hey, Nick Nolte! I'm like waving, looking like an idiot.
Did he respond?
No.
Oh.
No.
He
could tell that I knew.
Because you could...
Like, immediately, because it was like, you know, in traffic, you glance over, and then you kind of, like, glance back. But I, like, glanced over, and then I looked back. And I just stared and stared and then waited till he looked and then I'd look away.
Yeah.
And then I did that like three times. Did like three times yesterday.
Oh,
and
it
was like,
gosh.
Dude, that's Nick Nolte, bro. Blue Chips is still my favorite basketball movie.
Come on.
Blue Chips was awesome.
It was pretty good.
Are you kidding me? That movie was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not even being funny right now.
Let me hit this button real quick.
Okay. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update. Speaking of, they'll be back in the fall. I'm really excited for that.
Who?
Bear Canyon.
Okay.
Our girl
like,
Amy.
Who are you talking
about? Well, people keep asking, like, where's Amy?
Summer's crazy. She's a mom, kids in summer camp, she's all these different things going on.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so, but that's what she told us during the school year. She said, school's just crazy.
No,
guys.
She did not, actually. No, she did not. So I talked to her last night. She's back in the fall. I can't wait.
Good. Whoops.
I can't wait.
All right. Coming up here at 8:40, a man by the name of Steve Guttenberg.
Mr. Five, tell us how you feel.
How do I feel? I feel alive!
For number a short circuit!
Number five alive!
Oh, dude, who's Johnny? Can you please play El DeBarge? Is that who did that song?
I think so.
Who was it? Or was it Cool in the Game? Somebody, it was somebody. I think it was El DeBarge.
It wasn't Cool in the Game.
It was El DeBarge.
Yeah.
It was El DeBarge.
That's good. Yep. The man from Police Academy, the man from pretty much all of the great movies from the 80s, Steve Guttenberg, will be on 8:40.
Does a symbol mean dead?
Oh, dude, don't start a movie. This gets me every time.
Those were pretty good movies. I think I watched those in the theater when they came out.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I saw the second one in the theater for my birthday.
That's crazy, man. That's nuts. All right, let's jump into some headlines.
How crazy is this? July 6th, 1988, Short Circuit 2 released in movie theaters.
Wow.
88?
Yeah.
Oh, Short wow.
Circuit 2? I remember I was a little kid, and my mom, that was my birthday party, was at the Four Hills Movie Theater going to see Short Circuit 2 with like all my little school friends.
Oh, yeah.
I was a child. I was a wee lad.
Yeah.
That's just like Sam. He was like 7 in 1988.
I was.
Wow.
7 several times.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Michelle, who commented that I never aged, I did her wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
I did. Her husband, Curtis, was in my youth group. I baptized Curtis.
That's crazy.
And
wow.
Then I got to do his wedding, too. So that
that's
was
cool.
I love when there's reconnections like that.
There you go.
Shout out to Michelle.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Speaking of connections, a lot of people are hoping that Conor McGregor's going to connect with Floyd's face. Am I right? Did everybody watch the press conference yesterday? Anybody?
Did
anybody else watch it? Did you watch the press conference? I watched it live with my children.
Oh, great.
What? You did what?
I watched it live with my children. It was at the Barclays Arena in Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn! Just up the road.
You went to Brooklyn yesterday?
Bed-Stuy, Do or Die,
that's
right
a long
there.
Trip.
Notorious B.I.G. Are you kidding me? So I was like, I got to watch this live with my children.
I got to.
Thankfully, I watched it on ESPN. So... I actually only heard about 7 words in 30 minutes. But if you missed it, we have a clip.
Lewis, you just lay down slow. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. This is Jay-Z's new album, The 444. I want you to take this and listen to it.
Kind of
and learn how to build and maintain a real empire, not a fake empire. New York, New York. Come back here where I made history. I became the first fighter in UFC history to win 2 world titles simultaneously. Thank you all. I'm blown away by the support. Hard work! Hard work!
Yeah.
Hard work!
That's really all
Dude,
he says.
Here's my favorite part. My son, like, we're watching this, and Floyd Mayweather starts shouting, hard work! Hard work! Which is all he does, and Jack Jeter starts going, McGonagall!
What?
McGonagall! Expelliarmus! And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, he's yelling Hogwarts, right? Hogwarts! Hogwarts!
Oh my gosh.
Who knew he was such a fan of
huge
Harry
fan
Potter.
Of Harry Potter. So like seriously the rest of the press conference, Jack was just shouting out different Harry Potter characters.
Yes, Jack.
It made that entire press conference worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Cuz every time he yelled hard work, Jack would yell back McGonagall or someone. Dumbledore! Professor Snape! Like, it was so funny, dude.
Oh,
that was the best part of that stupid
dude,
press
that's
conference.
That's great.
Because that press conference fell flat. We were watching it on ESPN, and seriously, I could only hear, like, 8 words because they kept cutting it out, rightly so, because it was,
I watched it live on YouTube, and it was...
unedited?
Yeah, and it just, it was really, really... just stupid.
It was stupid. Cynthia said I watched it live without my children, which was probably the wise way to do it. We were watching it, but again, we were watching it on ESPN, so they cut everything out. But they were an hour and a half late getting it going. Now, Conor McGregor was there early. Like, he was there on time, ready to roll, Brooklyn, New York, at the Barclays, like, ready to go, and then everybody's waiting for Floyd.
I was waiting, like, what is happening?
I want to know when it's going to happen.
I almost said, you know what, I'll just wait for the highlights tomorrow. People in Ireland were freaking out because it was, like, 1 a.m, and they're like, come on, people!
We just happened to tune in at the right time because it had been a while. But, yeah, thankfully, the tour is concluding today in London.
This better be.
The video is expected to begin Friday afternoon. That's today, about 2 p.m. Eastern. So noon o'clock our time here in Albuquerque. But I don't know, dude.
I hope they end it with a bang because, ugh.
Yeah. The fight's today?
No. The fight's August 26th. This is literally just the press conference.
No, Sam, this is what they
like
do.
Like a press conference tour? I usually have one press conference.
It's super weird. This is really what happens. Thousands of people, like 20 to 30,000 people, gather in a stadium. They walk out and they do this weird dance. They both do this stupid little dance for like 5 minutes. You're sitting there watching them do a dance. And then you get the Showtime guy up there, which is kind of funny. That's actually the best part because they boo him. They call him the weasel because he's the Showtime exec.
Yeah.
And so you get a couple other guys up there that, you know, promote the fight. And then you get Connor usually, and he starts just trash talking for probably 10 minutes. And then they give the mic to Mayweather, and he trash talks for 10 minutes. And then they do a face-off.
If you can call repeatedly shouting hard work or Hogwarts over and
that's
over.
The best part. Yeah. I wish I could be there just so I could scream back McGonagall.
Well, Connor is definitely the king of trash talk, but
yesterday was pretty disappointing. He said some really lame things that I don't even want to repeat. That were just like, what? Why did... What?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. It was really dumb.
This is just part of their plan to try to generate more cash.
And it works, right? It really does work. Because the first couple, I actually got really pumped up to watch the fight. Yeah. I mean, I was... Yeah. I almost was thinking, oh my gosh, they've convinced me that Connor might even have a chance. Yeah. like, it's so crazy how that happened. Just
he has a chance.
This.
He has a chance.
Sure.
Watching him train, you know, he actually talked about the difference between training MMA versus training boxing. Right. And I'll tell you what, man, I don't know.
Difference.
He's looking. He looks fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what he had to say.
Yeah.
You show up for work and it's like a 9 to 5, but it's actually a 9 to 2. You got a half day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it feels like. It's like the training. I mean, no disrespect, but single discipline sports are very, very limited and they're not the full... It's not a full fight, so I'm waking up every morning fresh. There's no bangs, there's no bruises. If we wrestle or we kick or we grapple, the neck is a little tweaked, the elbow's a little sore, the fine go, and it's just a...
So this is easy.
This is easy, exactly. My game is like being in a car crash, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's shin bone, knees, elbows, it ain't for the faint-hearted. This game, I'm actually kind of shocked sometimes because it's like, you mean I'm getting all this money... You mean I'm quadrupling my net worth and no one even's going to try and kick me or choke me or elbow me or knee me and I'm getting quadruple my money? Sign me up.
That's so true. I never thought of it until he said it, you know?
Yeah, when he started talking about that and the training and I mean, dude, watching his training videos... I'm buying in to the hype. Like, I don't know that he's going to... Floyd is still, like... He's the greatest boxer in the world.
He's 40.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry, Sam. Sorry.
Yeah, but like...
That is age discrimination, sir.
Hey, Steve-O and I both are almost 40, so...
Yeah, well, I'm almost 42.
Yeah, we're closer to Mayweather than Connor, for sure. Connor's like 12 years younger than we are.
28 is Connor.
Oh, okay. No, not that.
He's 28?
He's 28. Man.
And he's been in car crashes?
I think it's going to be a better fight. I think it's going to be a better fight than people believe. Or
I hope
realize
so.
Because
I hope it's a good fight.
Connor's not wrong in that regard, and he looks so fast. He has really quick hands.
Yeah.
And so now you take away the fact that Connor doesn't have to try and defend against takedowns or, like he was saying, knees, kicks, anything like that, and you're just watching hips and hands.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I do think Connor's got a better chance than people realize.
But what do we know? We don't know anything.
I mean,
I don't.
I just find it hard.
I just find it hard to believe. I want to take what Connor said one more step. You know, you're going to pay me to let somebody pummel me? No, yeah. Unsign me up.
Yeah,
that just seems.
But Mayweather,
that's always been weird to me. I like watching it.
Yeah,
but it's always been weird to me. I am on purpose going to get in this confined area. And we're just going to go at it.
Yeah, but I hope they go at it because as Kim pointed out, Mayweather's a runner. Like, and I don't like that.
He's really quick.
But he just runs around the ring. Like I want to see a fight. Like at least you know, yes, Connor got choked out and lost to Nate Diaz.
Yeah, and
but
Connor did that to Nate.
Remember when he charged him? You know what I mean?
Like, remember when Connor actually was like running from Nate?
Yeah,
he did the same thing.
But maybe that's part of Mayweather's strategy.
Of course it
is. He wears you out by...
He's never lost.
Through choreography.
Right. He's super quick.
Anyways.
You gotta have music played in the background.
Moving on. A CDR. Remember CDRs, guys? Does anybody remember CDRs? A CDR containing a finished, unreleased, entire album by Michael Jackson was discovered.
Oh.
Entire... unreleased album.
That's weird.
Here's the thing. They're not releasing it to the public. What they are doing is putting it up for auction later this month. This is a CD with a finished, mastered Michael Jackson record. And they're auctioning it off to the highest bidder.
It's been mastered and everything?
Yeah. Starting bid, 50 G's.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The winning bidder will have zero rights to the album.
Oh, really?
In other words, once they buy it,
they can listen to it.
That's
literally all they can do is say, I own the unreleased Michael Jackson album that literally no one else has. Because you will not have the rights to ever release it or distribute the album.
So you better be best friends with that guy, whoever buys it.
For realsies, I think we have a clip, actually.
Some items of Michael Jackson's are going up for auction, and one of them, effectively a CD that purportedly has three or four remixes on it. You're looking at The Bible, which is what it's called. Here are the names of the songs, Monster, Breaking News, Stay. Some of these other songs are reworks, and then I think you're going to get into a big morass if you try to release this music. So that's the dilemma. Could this be an extraordinarily valuable CD? Some suggest the bidding will start at $50,000. If you could release the music, it's obviously worth a lot more than that.
Yeah, can you imagine if you could actually release it?
But the fact that, like...
Yeah, but think about it. If you were a huge Michael Jackson fan and you had Mayweather money, you were a millionaire and you could own songs that nobody's ever heard.
Okay. I remember being in high school, and I went and saw this band. At the time, they were one of my favorite bands in the universe. I still love them. Dave Matthews Band. And there was a dude in the parking lot who was selling CDs, and I think I paid $30. Which, think about that. Like, that's a lot of cash for a CD. But it was the Lillywhite. It was called the Lillywhite Sessions because they did this whole album with Steve Lillywhite, a phenomenal producer. But there was like contention and all this weird stuff happened and it was never released. So I had, and I mean, to me, that was a lot of money, but it was worth everything to be able to listen to that record at the time. But then inevitably, of course, things got worked out. And a couple years later, that record came out and a lot of the songs made it. It was called Busted Stuff. So for a couple years, it was like, I have all these songs that no one's ever heard, but some dude selling them in the parking lot. And for real, like, it was the Lillywhite Sessions. And it was like this kind of really cool, like, and it wasn't like a holy grail because, again, a dude in Albuquerque, New Mexico was selling it in a parking lot. And so it circulated. But this was, of course, before, like, you could just download it.
Yeah.
So, but I paid $30 and I remember being like, oh, I hope this is worth it. Like, can you imagine being the guy that's like, honey, I put aside like $250,000 for retirement, and I think I'm gonna bid on this MJ record to listen to it.
Do they get to hear it before they bid on it?
I don't think so.
No,
probably not.
No, it's unreleased. I mean, you can't.
No, well, I mean, but for the Well, no, I guess they wouldn't be able to do
no.
that.
No.
I bet you this thing's going to go for millions.
It's going to be Michael Jackson's foray into lounge singing.
See,
it's not going to be like his regular stuff. It's going to be, hey there, you guys.
See,
welcome to the show.
And Cheryl Lynn has a great point. Proprietary format CDR of an unreleased album. I really hope the buyer's player will actually read it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine?
That's
you
right, because even... if it's not set up for a CD player, they'd have to play it on a particular kind of a hard drive.
Yeah.
I mean, on a laser drive.
That's crazy, man.
Yep, so there it is. I don't know. I wouldn't care enough.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a record I'll never get to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prince has like thousands of unreleased songs in his vault that no one's ever going to hear.
They could make a whole lot more money if they would sell that CD.
Oh, yeah.
If they would
I wonder if there's a reason why they can't. I wonder if like the estate is saying no.
Yeah.
Or if there's something behind it.
But how much money they could make.
Isn't the estate still in financial trouble? So they're thinking, we're going to get millions of dollars to get ourselves out of financial trouble. But if they would sell that CD.
Because, I mean, think about this. Robin Williams, when he passed away, his family... We will never hear his voice again. There's so much unused Aladdin voice work that they could actually make an entire film off of his like rough cuts.
Wow.
And they will not release that to Disney. They said that no, never again.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
That makes sense. There's a part of me that understands
it.
Part of me.
Yeah.
We got to take a break because when we come back at 8:40, we have Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, man.
The man from Short Circuit, the Police Academy movies, Cocoon, and he's promoting Ballers HBO with The Rock. So we'll talk to him when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has arrived in Paris for a state visit to France.
United Airlines is offering passengers an extra incentive to give up seats on overbooked flights, a buyout voucher worth as much as $250.
A whistleblower in the FIFA soccer scandal, Chuck Blazer, has died.
Four men have been arrested for stealing a coin valued at $4 million from a Berlin museum, but they have not found the coin.
Authorities have suspended the license of a Flint, Michigan funeral home. Inspectors responding to complaints allegedly found unrefrigerated bodies stored in the garage on the property.
The House is working on a bill that could be voted on this month to give more money to educate veterans.
Lawmakers in Washington are getting their first look at that third Republican health care bill in the Senate.
The Labor Department says the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week. It was the first drop in a month.
A data breach at Verizon that the company is blaming on human error.
The Justice Department is refusing to release Attorney General Jeff Sessions' security clearance disclosure form.
Gas is down a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains above $2.25 a gallon.
It's an 80s throwback morning invasion this morning with Steve Guttenberg. He'll be joining us here in about 7 minutes.
Oh, man.
8:33.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. Thankfully, no accidents to report this morning. Guys, it's been very clear, very cool. Enjoy your Friday. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
For the Good Friday! Thanks to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM. Live printing, screen printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good.
Very good. I am alive.
No, you're not. You can't be. There's got to be another explanation.
What?
You think it.
It's a bird!
There comes a time when a person has to move on. You're getting older, and there's just so much a father can do without help.
Listen to him. His acting chops are great.
Dude, don't mess.
I'm not messing.
Don't make fun.
He's one of the greatest actors of the
80s. I am so very, 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 very excited.
Yeah, talk about what you just discovered, because we'll jump into the Tom Hanks stuff here while we're waiting, but you just discovered that he turned down a role?
Yeah, dude. In 1984, he was up for two roles at the same time, one being Carrie Mahoney in Police Academy, which was one of his more famous roles. It's Police Academy, right?
Yeah.
So imagine this. You get two scripts, and you're looking at him. His agent even told him that Police Academy was going to bomb. I read that in his biography. He ended up taking the role of Carrie Mahoney in Police Academy over Dr. Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters.
Whoa!
That's guys. That's Bill Murray's role. If you don't know Ghostbusters well,
he would have been a good bank.
He would have been phenomenal.
Been so good,
because he really was. I always wondered how Bill Murray was that guy, because he was kind of like the smooth, like And Bill Murray was always the funny man. He wasn't necessarily like the leading ladies man.
Right.
Gutenberg more probably looked Peter Venkman, but that's one of Bill Murray's best roles.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's one of my absolute all-time favorite Bill Murray movies.
That's one of those what if kind of things.
Yeah.
Because what if Gutenberg had done Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters didn't do as well because Gutenberg was in it? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's so weird. Because
Mahoney,
like,
that propelled Gutenberg into another level of stardom.
Because there are certain actors who still think about roles that they turned down that they have these deep regrets, but I want to ask him about this, because I
was
going to
say, you should.
It's like, Police Academy wasn't a fail, man. That was still huge.
Oh, it was huge. So we didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, but I found a list of 16 movies that Tom Hanks would have maybe done if he had time.
If he weren't just so busy.
And actually, Tom Hanks turned down Police Academy.
Serious?
In 1984.
What?
Hanks was on the initial wish list for Mahoney, along with Michael Keaton and Judge Reinhold.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
But the part went to the Goot.
Now, Judge Reinhold, maybe would have been okay.
Judge Reinhold would have been awesome. Are you kidding me? Vice versa.
Well,
I love Judge Reinhold so much.
But, oh, gosh.
Here's another one that When Harry Met Sally, 1989,
Tom Hanks turned
that down. Director Rob.
Wait, which part? Sally or Harry?
Okay. I feel like I'm honestly glad he didn't do that.
Bosom Buddy.
I know, but I mean, think about this. When Harry Met Sally, how many Meg Ryan movies do you need with Tom Hanks? Because Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail, I actually think is their best together.
They're too great. Yeah.
And so
Joe versus Volcano is marginal. Yeah. It's funny.
It is.
But those two,
You've Got Mail is
I love You Guys. It was on broadcast TV the other day.
That's one of those movies. Yeah, absolutely.
I own it on DVD. And I could have just put the DVD in and watched it without commercials.
Yeah,
but I watched it with commercials because I love that movie.
That movie's so great. So if they had done that, maybe those other films wouldn't happen. It's so interesting.
Oh, so weird. Gosh.
Tom Hanks, he could have been in Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
Thank you.
He was
thank
hired to play Mario, but he was later dumped for Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
He was cheaper.
Heck yeah, Bob Hoskins. Come on.
Groundhog Day?
No way!
Instead of Bill Murray.
He wanted Hanks to play Phil Connors.
Phil?
Oh.
Phil Connors? Ned?
See, I'm
Needlenose Ned!
Dude, Phil Connors.
Ned Ryerson.
Oh, he was great.
I don't know what you're doing later, but...
So good.
Dude, I love Bill Murray so much.
Bill Murray, that's one of my favorite...
I have seen way too many
movies. Probably my favorite Bill Murray movie.
That could be... Groundhog. That could be... Yeah. That's such a phenomenal
I love
movie.
Ghostbusters. But that's an ensemble.
No, yeah, that is ensemble.
Groundhog
is
Bill Murray.
Absolutely.
Man.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Such a good
get
movie.
This. Tom Hanks was almost in Speed in 1994. The movie was another hard sell. The studio wanted Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise first. When they passed, they went after Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. And when they passed, they settled on Keanu Reeves. Who was awesome!
Dude, come
on. He was so good in Speed. But Tom Hanks in Speed?
That would have been so weird.
That just that feels weird.
That makes no sense.
That could have made Tom Hanks' career go in a different direction as well. Because you don't really see him in those actions.
That, to me, is crazy.
Which one?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Tim Robbins only got the role after Hanks, Kevin Costner, and Tom Cruise all passed on it.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, see... Hanks or Costner could have killed that role.
But Tim Robbins...
Tim Robbins nailed it. That was perfect. It worked out the way it's supposed to have worked out.
That's so great.
In the Hollywood universe.
Jerry Maguire?
What? No!
Show me the money.
See, that is my favorite Tom Cruise film.
Yeah.
I think it's hands down. That's apparently, there's no way. No!
He was too busy doing that thing you do.
Oh, see, and he needed to do that thing you do.
That's one of my favorite movies
that
of
thing
all
you do.
Time.
Yeah. Here's the sad reality. Heidi, you know, right down the hall. Heidi, our lovely boss's assistant.
Who's that?
I was talking about it last week because the band, the O'Neaters, reunited on stage. They played
where?
They played in Hollywood. It was like this comedy club, and they were all there, and they took the stage and actually played the instruments.
Oh my god!
Right, Tom Everett Scott on the drums, and they totally played That Thing You Do live. And I'm telling the story, and Heidi and DJ Bossman Dan both went, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, Dude, that's like arguably Tom Hanks' best movie. Are you kidding me? He directed it. He wrote it. He's like, it's one of the best.
And he just he has a small role relative to everybody else in the movie.
I mean, he wrote
it. But he brings it together.
Directed. Like, this is his movie. Like, this is that. His... Yeah. And they had no idea what I was talking about.
You've got to be kidding. Did you take them to your house
like,
immediately?
Please watch it. Yeah. Please watch
you
it. It's
have
so good.
To watch that movie.
I'm not with these guys. I got a pig over in competition, and I am going to win that blue ribbon.
He was the only one not there. Steve Zahn wasn't there. Man. But everyone else was there. It was like, oh, man, that is so cool. So, yeah.
Just a reminder, Steve Guttenberg going to be calling us here any second. But talking about Tom Hanks, and these are 16 movies that he turned down, could have been in, but he was too busy to do these movies. Star Trek First Contact in 1996.
What?
That thing you do also prevented Hanks from doing the movie.
What role would have been Star Trek?
Doesn't say.
What Space. Was first? Which one was First Contact?
The Final Frontier.
Oh, you know what? I bet you he was the guy that invents time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Isn't that First Contact?
I think so. I think it is, yeah.
I think so.
I have to go back and look.
Primary Colors in 1998.
Huh?
Did you guys see that?
Uh-uh.
I don't think I watched that.
That was the one with Travolta. He played Bill Clinton.
Said John Travolta,
President Clinton.
Oh yes, okay. That was a pretty good movie. Yeah.
The Curse of the Jade Scorpion in 2001.
Don't remember that.
Woody
one.
Allen has said that both Tom Hanks and Jack Nicholson turned down the lead, possibly because they weren't offered enough money. Dino.
Nope.
Shop Girl.
Nope.
Kinsey.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, well.
You should have stopped at like 10.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy, man. Oh, the number one was Get Crazy in 1983.
No clue.
I don't remember that movie.
That was the number one movie that they say that he turned down.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I don't know.
But yeah, so there you go.
Because that was at the beginning of his career, right? Like 83.
Well, remember like Tom Selleck? He was first cast as Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, Tom Selleck was cast as Indiana Jones. How crazy is that?
Oh, man.
Gosh.
So it's hard to say.
Well, it's like Michael J. Fox. He wasn't originally cast in Back to the Future.
Who was?
Who?
It was Eric the Redhead. No, Eric Schultz. Eric Schultz.
Really?
Yeah. Stoltz. Eric Stoltz.
The mixed martial arts guy?
No, dude. Gosh. Oh, wait. Was he in that movie? He was in like Some Kind of Wonderful. Stoltz. Eric Stoltz.
I can't think of what.
No? Okay, fine.
Yeah,
they actually shot scenes.
With
like
him.
You can actually go back and see the mall scenes.
He
looks just like him.
And he wasn't working. Like, it just wasn't working. And they recast. They recast Michael J. Fox.
But he looks just like Michael J.
He did a great job in Some Kind of Wonderful, though. Yeah. That's a pretty good movie. It's not a great movie, but it's okay.
I mean, yeah.
Michael J. Fox, dude, he nailed Back to the Future.
I was talking to Steve about this morning. Like, what happened with Steve Guttenberg's career? I mean, was maybe
don't say that,
maybe dude. Was it his deal about like taking less movies?
No, he's still in
the 90s. I know, but he's not in a whole lot.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? You don't see him very often. He was considered the biggest actor at one point in the 80s.
Yeah,
he was the Tom Hanks of the 80s.
And he was involved in some pretty big movies with co-stars like Three Men and a Baby.
Mm-hmm. But couldn't you argue that Tom Hanks was the Tom Hanks of the 80s?
Yeah, but he was bigger than Tom Hanks, I think, even in
bigger
the 80s.
Bigger than Tom Hanks?
In the 80s he was.
Big, Bosom Buddies.
I think they're in
Money
the same.
I would say they're in the same echelon.
Bigger, though.
They're in the same echelon.
80s? Dude, Steve Guttenberg.
Okay.
Think about all the movies we just listed off.
No, I can't go
Go
with
to
you
Tom Hanks real quick.
I'm not going
go to Tom Hanks. Look up the 80s movies.
This is a terrible... Terrible. I would say Tom Hanks is the Tom Hanks of the 80s. Okay, let's go back to the 80s, guys. Take a trip down memory lane with me, please. Actor. All right, going to the 80s. Sorry, you just keep scrolling because
scrolling,
it's Tom
there's
Hanks!
So many movies.
All right. Money Pit. Ooh, Money Pit was good.
Let's see. He started out in shows like Taxi, Happy Days, Family Ties.
Splash.
Those were 80s. Splash.
Good
okay? Movie. Bachelor Party. The Man with One Red Shoe, Volunteers, The Money Pit, Nothing in Common, Dragnet, Big, The Burbs,
I take everything
Turner
back.
And Hooch.
I take it all
Those
back.
Those were all 80s,
I take it all
dude.
Back.
Tom Hanks was the Tom Hanks of the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. You were right. I'm so embarrassed.
Gosh!
I'm so embarrassed.
So mad at you right now.
Why isn't he calling us?
Okay, let me tell you Steve Guttenberg in the 80s, okay? Steve Guttenberg in the 80s. Now, I will say this. Diner, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right.
Diner.
That, like, kick-started Mickey Rourke's career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He also did The Man Who Wasn't There, The Day After. Okay, here we go. Police Academy, Police Academy 2, yep, Cocoon, yep. Police Academy 3, Short Circuit, Police Academy 4, 3 Men and a Baby, High Spirits, Cocoon, The Return, 3 Men and a Little Lady, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, Tom Hanks. Bad. Tom Hanks. Also, it's 8:45 and he hasn't called yet.
All right, he's the Wesley Snipes.
Does that handset
begin? Out of this studio.
He was the Jean-Claude Van Damme of
wonder
the
if that's, yeah. Wonder if that had anything. Oh, no, man. It's impossible. It's,
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Stephen Gutenberg was like 5 minutes late. Maybe he's one of those talkers.
I really hope so. That means he could be a good interview, or it means that he's not.
Maybe you got the date wrong?
No, dude. It's today, bro.
Hey.
We got that
known
email.
To happen.
It's 8:40 Eastern time. All set for this tour. 8:40 Eastern time, Monday, July 17th. Yeah, I got it right. Today's Monday, July 17th, right?
Today's Monday. Does it say Monday? Are you serious? I am so glad I was here for that.
I was joking with you because I'm like, no, you talked to Bob yesterday. So he talked to our booking agent yesterday on the phone. How did you get that wrong? We've been promoting it every second of the show. We have like 5,000 people on Facebook Live listening to us right now because they're all excited for Steve Gutenberg. And it's on Monday. Really?
Instead, we have number 5.
Really?
Number 5. Hello. Number 5 alive, Dex.
Sam, would you like to come in Monday so you can be part of that interview?
I would love to.
Because it's Gutenberg and you should be.
Guys, he's not calling in till Monday.
Oh, man. I got the email. It's really weird.
This reminds me of of all the hype before a big fight.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is the second
time
you've done this.
It's the Steve Gutenberg tour.
Hogwarts. You've done it twice.
Hogwarts.
McGonagall.
Oh, my gosh. My sides are hurting.
So Monday, guys.
Unbelievable.
Steve Gutenberg going to be on the show Monday.
This is live radio.
Yeah, Monday.
Just wish you could listen and, you know.
Like that happened.
Read.
You know, I'm glad this happened because literally yesterday I was on the couch and I'm watching television and like 3 or 4 minutes goes by and all of a sudden I realize it's been silent for some time. And I look over and Chrissy's giving me the look of death.
Oh, the look of death.
The look of death. And I'm like, oh.
What?
And she's like, you didn't respond to anything I just said. Are you listening?
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm like, you do this to me all the time. I totally know what she's
talking
about.
No, 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 but here's the thing.
You do it to
here's
me.
The thing. I was watching TV. She was seriously sitting on the couch next to me, and I guess I was so into the show.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know she was saying words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do this
you
gotta
to me. At least go, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Brenda. Brenda.
She just started talking and assumed that, like, oh, I'm hearing her voice. But I was like, oh,
yeah.
Locked in. Yeah. And so I'm glad this happened on air because she was so mad. She's like, you do this.
Yeah.
You don't pay attention to anything. And I'm
and
like,
so now it's forever remembered on the podcast.
There you go.
Brenda told me the other day.
I don't listen to anybody. I don't care.
She says, I only half listen. And then she said something else that I didn't catch. But most of the time,
yeah.
I try to fully engage to what
but
she's
talking about. But that, honestly, isn't that how God wired our brains?
Oh, to man. Only half listen?
What? No. Yes. No.
No, it is. Because we're all no. like this. Every guy's like this.
This okay, is a result
that
of
must
the fall.
Be it. I was just, no, that's how the fall happened. Because God was oh. like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out.
Don't.
You can
oh my God,
eat anything
you're right.
in the garden. Just don't.
You're right.
Stay away from the fruit of that tree.
Oh, did you hear that? He said we could have anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not our fault. Wait, that's a sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just going to go ahead and remove the blame. God made me like this. Yeah. God made me a half listener.
Man. I'm serious, though. Like 99.9% of all guys do that. There's something in our brain where we just can't focus for very long. We just tune out.
Whatever. You know, Amy says she knows how that feels because she used to do that when she was younger.
I think
it's not just dudes.
I think Dex, I would agree that there's a lot of us on the male side of the spectrum who listen, who only half listen, because we have a hard time focusing on one thing at a time.
Exactly.
And we're not
women
necessarily,
can multitask.
We're not necessarily
easy.
Good at multitasking, but our brains bounce back. We are so easily distracted about whatever, and it doesn't have to be anything big. Not even you know, like in the movie. Not even like Squirrel. We're not even that
right.
sometimes it's not even that exciting as a squirrel.
But isn't it? Didn't they find out? Didn't science prove that like a woman's brain is?
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
I don't want to go this road because here's the deal. Before you say words, just remember God's already watched your back once today because you said the stupidest thing you've ever said in your entire life when you said that Gutenberg was the Tom Hanks of the 80s. Like an idiot.
Let me Google it first.
And then,
yeah,
and
don't,
then,
please don't.
And then God was like, oh man, I need to cover over this because Dex is a dumb.
That's
and
okay.
And then Steve Gutenberg interview happened Monday and everybody forgot how stupid you were and now they're focused on me. Don't bring the focus
That's
back
okay,
to
That's okay because when Gutenberg calls in on Thursday next week at 8:42, you'll be able to have that.
Thank It'll you.
Be,
See,
it's 10:40 Eastern time, guys, so it's 8:40 our time. So Monday at 8:40, Gutenberg, I promise. I promise it's happening.
You've teased us before, Steve-O.
I'm so sorry, guys.
All right, let me find this article.
So sorry.
You're a promise breaker.
Yeah. Okay, this was from Snopes.com. Just kidding.
Snopes.
That's a joke. That went, geez, actually, you guys weren't even listening. I said a great joke, and you guys were like, what?
Snopes.com. I got
Thank
it.
You, Thank you, Sam.
I use that website often, especially when my mom forwards some kind of an email. Did you hear about the little boy who got bitten by a bunch of rattlesnakes in the ball pit?
Dude, somebody chimed in and said, I stopped telling my husband things while he's watching something or playing video games. One time, told him about a wedding we were going to on Saturday while he happened to be playing Halo. Saturday comes, I'm getting super fancied up, and he was like, where are you going? Yeah.
I do that
a
all the time.
A freaking wedding, See, dude! We, all caps, I love that.
I just have to remind Brenda, because there's a lot of people in my house a lot of times, and I don't know if she's talking to me directly, because she won't say Sam, da-da-da-da-da, whatever she's going to say.
Right!
She keeps talking, and I hear that there's conversations going on with my daughter and my wife, or the grandkids and my wife,
you don't
and then
rude.
All of a sudden,
you don't want to get
and then
in
all
on
of a sudden
that.
She asks a question, and I think she's still talking to them,
yeah.
And then I look over, and she's looking at me with that look, like you describe.
Yeah.
Without having seen Chrissy's face, I can imagine what the look looked like.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that same look on the face of Brenda Swan.
Many females are chiming in on the live line right now. Somebody just said, Ermagerd, my husband, is the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe don't try and talk to us when we're so focused on television.
It's true. You can't do that.
I don't even remember what I was watching, which is sad, because I'm like, I was so locked in on something on the TV.
Have you guys seen,
I don't even remember.
Have you guys seen the video called It's Not About the Nail? You need to look that up.
Okay.
It is one of the funniest things about communication between a couple. It's not about the nail.
I found 17 ways that science proves women are superior to men, okay?
Okay.
Number one, women are smarter than men.
Why you got to pit us against each other? Why you got to do this?
They actually, scientists did a study, and they found
women
out
scientists.
That women...
I'm just kidding. Women can't be
outscore
scientists.
Men.
Okay.
I heard that.
That was Steve-O. That was Steve-O.
You.
I was listening to that.
Thank you.
Ladies, well, find Steve-O
right,
Jeter.
Cool. All right,
send your emails to studio.
Yeah. They found that women outscore men on intelligence tests in Europe, the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand. They scored higher.
Okay.
Okay?
But that's only in those three countries.
Okay.
That's not worldwide.
Well, women are better at finding things than men. Women are more sensual.
Why you
women
this?
Are cleaner.
Why are you, like, putting
women
us
are
against each other.
More tolerant to pain.
Yes.
You know what? A woman
unless
is
you
just
step
better.
On a Lego.
I mean,
nobody can
step
handle
on a Lego at 2 a.m. or childbirth.
Women
still
make
step on that
better
Lego.
Doctors than men.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Women are better drivers than men.
What? No.
Studies show that male drivers are 77% more likely to die because they drive more than women.
Okay, to
That's
be
why.
Fair, he's at the O Network right now, so none of this counts. His source is Oprah.
That's not true.
Oprah told me
yeah.
that all of this is true.
Go back up to the top.
Yeah.
Seriously, I want you
top?
To go back up to the top. Go back up.
Okay.
Go back up. Go back up.
Trying. Hold on.
Oh. By Lorenzo Jensen.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see
this
who wrote it.
This was by a man.
In New Zealand, okay. Lorenzo is a female name. I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't that be Lorenza?
Lorenza. See.
It says women make better cops than men. Women make better students than men. Women are better with money than men. Women live longer than men. Women are just better.
Okay.
They're more superior.
I will say this.
I'm the feminist, Kat, by the way.
I do like women. I think women are great.
Well, that's good. You should. Thank you for that. Thank you.
I just want to throw that out there.
I just want to throw
in case
there's
any question
I do like women.
About how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't. That whole thing about being better, though, I'm a little nervous about that.
Somebody said, "I wonder how Steve-O's perspectives and/or jokes would be different if he had daughters." I don't know, man. How many daughters you got, Sam?
I got three.
Thank you.
Three daughters.
Yeah.
Two sons.
Yeah.
We were outnumbered in our house for a long time.
Yeah.
The boys. So we stuck together a lot.
Yeah.
You have so many kids. It's crazy.
It's wonderful. Listen, women are fantastic. We need women.
I blame Dex. I'm blaming Dex. What? This is stupid.
I'm just trying to.
I hate anything that says that one is superior than the other. I hate that.
Oh, my
that.
Gosh.
I do. Because somebody just chimed in and was like, well, obviously the Bible said that men are superior. And it's like, no. You know, and then they said, just kidding. We compliment each other how God intended. And I'm like, there you go.
That's
like,
the good way.
That's it. Yeah. Like, oh, man. We could get like very serious.
This could
on
go
this,
crazy.
But
yeah.
we won't. Please. Feisty Fridays. All right.
Save this for the Gutenberg interview.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
On Thursday at 8:42.
Somebody said, I hate it when my wife gets mad because I don't respond to a statement she makes. If it's not a question, why am I required to respond? Can we talk about this?
And sometimes it's a rhetorical question.
Right?
Or at least I think it is.
That's hilarious. That's true.
Yeah. And also, when we do respond, sometimes we get in trouble because most of the time, the ladies don't want us to say anything. They just want us to listen.
Yeah. How are we supposed to know when they... Because sometimes my wife will say, I don't need you to fix this for me. I'm just sharing this with you.
Right.
Mm. And I'm like, but I'm a fixer. I can fix this for you.
Well, at least, you know what? Props to your wife, because at least she tells you that at the get-go.
Well.
Because most women don't. Most of them don't start with like, listen, I don't need you to fix this right now. Before I start talking to you, I need you to be quiet and just
she
listen.
She doesn't set it up like that. About halfway through when I start trying to fix it, she holds her hand up and goes, I don't need you to fix this for me.
Yeah.
I've already fixed it.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
She lets me know.
Yeah. Don't get angry
very
at us. Just stop
and
us
very
and be
kind,
like, listen,
just in case
just
she's
shut
listening.
Up, shut your mouth.
Patrice says that she does the hand sign eyes on me. Hey, is this a good time? Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Before
now,
starting anything.
I like
can
that.
Can you hear me?
That's good.
And that's what I told Chrissy, like, long ago.
I like
dude,
that.
Dude, please. Eye contact. Make sure I'm, like, in it. Because I, seriously, last night I was watching TV, and it just got, like, oddly silent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I've been
there's,
there
like, this weird feeling, and I just looked over, and it was like... Oh no, she's got a mad look on her face. Did I fart? I don't know what I did. Like, what happened? What I'm trying, and then I'm like replaying the last few minutes, and it's like, I've been talking to you.
Yeah, Chrissy.
Why aren't
I get
you
it.
Responding? And I'm like,
I get it, Chrissy.
Because I've been staring at a TV for like 30, and you.
And the show's really getting good.
And you weren't saying anything for like 27 minutes.
But I will say, Steve-O, you definitely have a more difficult time of like, being in two conversations at once.
Yeah.
Like, you can only be in one, whether it's watching TV or texting, because before the show, if I'm talking to you and you're on your phone, I sit there and wait. And wait. And wait. And you're smiling while you're texting. And I'm waiting for you to answer me. And then I go,
Steve-O! And you're like, what?
Happens all the time, bro.
I didn't know I was still in the studio.
You have a hard time with that. You need to work on that, man.
Yeah. Okay. James says the whole you're not listening thing is a trick. We catch them not listening to us, and they say, speak clearly, and I'll hear you.
Oh.
Use your words. Oh, I hate that.
Good point.
Patrice says she thinks it works because the hand sign is like a tactical one that police use in the movies. So it's like, hey, I'm going to get your attention. If people did that, I'd be like, huh?
If Brenda did a backflip across the living room right before she wanted to have a conversation with me, I would totally be engaged.
Totally engaged.
I'd be like, wow, Brenda, that was impressive.
Man. Yeah.
Do it again.
All right. We got to take a break. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Hey, guys, Steve Gutenberg going to be on the show Monday.
I failed us. But my boy, Jeff Gilbert will be joining us on the other side, and I cannot wait for this conversation.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. Vinyl Theater, My Fault. It is Star 88. Good morning. It's 9:05.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. It's very clear and lovely on this beautiful Friday. There is some road construction happening. Universe Boulevard between Rainbow and Woodmont up there in the Ventana Hills area. Also Irving between Universe and Ventana. So yeah, dude, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
One of the coolest guys ever.
And on the planet.
And I'm kind of bummed because I really thought you were going to be in studio this morning, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff Gilbert.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
Dude. Yeah.
I just said he was going to be on the show. I'm my bad.
So I'm kind of bummed. I don't get to see your face.
Hey, when you guys want me to swing out, just hit me up.
There you go.
Anytime, road trip it out.
If you're really missing his face, just go watch Jerry Maguire. actually, I would say younger than that. So maybe like All the Right Moves or, you know, Risky Business. And then it's like, there's Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah. Very young. Dude, Tom Cruise.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
Never.
You guys.
Yeah. I'll never stop. I love you.
Dude. I love you guys.
Gosh. Welcome to the show, Jeff Gilbert. And for those that don't know, one of my oldest and dearest friends. Which it's so rad when, I mean, we haven't been able to have like a phone conversation in some time. And it's always wonderful when you have those friends in life that it's like life, kids, family, work, ministries, everything going on. And then you jump back into a conversation that you had like maybe 8 months ago. And then it's like, ah, I miss your face. And it's right back to that. That's called friendship. And those are the best kinds of friends. So, dude, I miss you. Welcome to the show. I'm stoked you're here.
Love it. Guys, thanks for having me back on. Oh my gosh.
So,
the morning invasion.
It's a good time. It's a good time. We got our boy Pastor Sam Swan in studio, who is a crier. So
get
I'm
ready,
really
Sam.
Excited. Sam, are you ready for
Where's
this?
Where's the Kleenex?
Get
ready.
For those that don't know, you're involved in a phenomenal ministry called Save the Storks. And before we go any further, you've got to like give a background on this incredibly rad thing you're a part of.
Dude, amazing. Well, I need to give you a precursor to, I'm having pancake breakfast morning with the three minions.
Yes!
And so if you hear the voices, let's just roll.
All right.
That's what dads do.
Dude, we
just bust through it.
Yeah. Rock the pancakes.
And it's good because, you know, Save the Storks has been something very near and dear to my heart for a while, I guess 4 years now. When I was introduced to what's going on over there, and basically, in a nutshell, is we're not really necessarily focusing on saving birds, which would be very commendable if we were, but we're actually focusing more on how do we serve those who carry the baby, the, you know, mythological idea of a stork. And, you know, it's a very volatile and difficult discussion to have when you're talking about whether to carry a pregnancy to term or to terminate a pregnancy. And there's a lot of different arguments about it, a lot of different theories about it, there's a lot of different, you know, moral blurs about it. But at the end of the day, what we do is we empower women with resources, education, support, counsel on everything they need to best determine what they need to do concerning an unplanned or crisis pregnancy. And what's great about it is when you champion somebody, when they're going through a hardship, when they're going through a difficulty, when they don't know what they're going to do because of lack, because of problems, because of insecurities, because of whatever it might be, when you can just come alongside somebody professionally, lovingly, with the right resources, the right education, their lives are radically changed, and then they're all of a sudden empowered to make the best decision for their life. And so we're seeing a tremendous amount of people stewarded, served, helped, taken care of, where they can actually fulfill their unplanned pregnancy with joy and with excitement rather than with fear and unknowing. It's pretty incredible.
Gosh.
I love that.
Yeah, for real, dude. Seriously, I wish people... I don't want to say that. I'll get in trouble. I do wish more people like operated with that school of thought when it comes to ministry and like being there to help rather than to tear down with ridiculous signs and to shame, you know? And so I think that is... a reason why I gravitate to just all things you do, because I think we're very like-minded in that there's this love and grace and mercy and compassion that comes along with realizing that we're all broken and fallen human beings and all working through different things in our life. And if we can come alongside someone and love them and build them up and try and help them along rather than just shame them and destroy them in an incredibly already difficult time, I think it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
And it's making a difference literally like all over. Save the Storks. It's crazy. I mean, it started in Colorado Springs and has grown to, I mean, how many cities have you guys grown to at this point?
We are now, we are partnered with 36 affiliate pregnancy centers all across the nation. 36 mobile medical units.
How many last year did you have? Because that's
we probably were in the low 20s last time I talked to you.
Yeah, I think that's a big jump.
Yeah, that's huge.
Huge. And every time I talk about it, I get a call from our team, and they go, "Oh, Jeff, by the way, we just launched 2 more buses. Oh. So you need to make sure you." It's incredible, the growth. It's unbelievable what's happening. And I think it's because people like us are going, finally, there's something I can, you know, get into, something I can support, something I can talk about that doesn't actually isolate people and hurt people. It actually helps people.
Right.
So these mobile medical units that I'm referring to, they're outfitted with ultrasound technology. They're probably the most beautiful, mobile medical, any kind of medical room you've ever seen in your life. It's built on a Mercedes Sprinter bus, and it's out of control what we're able to accomplish on these buses, by being able to offer the best resources possible there. We can give you a real-time pregnancy test, a real-time sonogram, ultrasound, and that way you can connect with your baby. You can see what's going on in your body, and then we can map out a journey with you to see how we can help you with whatever might be in your, in your scopes or whatever you're going through. We want to hear about it, and we want to help you through every individual circumstance. So by the end of this year, we're projecting to see a little over 8,000 decisions for life, whether that's to be able to nurture parenting classes or adoption processes as well. So we're just championing families, championing women. We're empowering women, and it's beautiful.
So the chances when a woman or a couple goes into this bus,
yeah,
the chances are pretty high that they're not going to leave that bus and go into the abortion clinic, right?
Yeah, right now, statistically, 4 out of 5 women, pregnancies that board our bus will leave with the decision to carry the baby to term.
Man, that's amazing.
And I don't have statistics on parenting as opposed to adoption. I know adoption is a lot lower than we'd think. It's under 10%.
Wow.
But yeah, 4 out of 5 women, and here's the deal, too, is we care deeply about anybody with whatever their decision is.
Right.
So if you are somebody who says, no, I need to terminate this pregnancy, that's their legal option. It's something that we don't want to see happen because we know how hurtful and really the effects of abortion on people. There's not a lot of ink in the press about what happens to somebody after they've had an abortion.
Yeah.
But we know, and we want to make sure that you have a safe place to navigate, what happens afterward. And we're not going to judge you or condemn you there either. We just want to make sure you're not alone.
I love that, man. That's so great.
Man.
Yeah.
Such incredible. And so obviously, as you mentioned, in so many cities around the nation, and for those that don't know, here in Albuquerque, we actually have a bus.
Uh-huh.
And you sent me this story, and it was like, bro, can you come on the show tomorrow? Literally tomorrow. Can you be on the show tomorrow? Can we talk about what's happening locally here in Albuquerque? Because I didn't even read it because I wanted to hear it from you this morning. I just knew like something crazy happened in my city, and your really rad ministry was involved. And so it's like, please come share. So I would love to hear what's going on in Albuquerque with Save the Storks.
That gives me chills, man. Yeah, this is my new all-time favorite story. I mean, I have a crazy job, what I get to do. I get to talk about this stuff, and I get to raise awareness and raise support for this cause, you know, and so I'm hearing stories all the time. And I'm a crier, too, and I probably cry every single day, you know, when I look at my family, my wife, my kids, and I just go, holy cow, I'm blessed, you know. And this story, it hit me hard. So just recently, on June 29th, our pregnancy center, CareNet of Albuquerque, CareNet Pregnancy Center, they're our affiliate. They are our newest Stork Bus affiliate, and they are doing such a tremendous job in your city, guys. Like, you got to wrap your arms around these people and just give them love because they're just doing it. So I'm not sure if you guys know this, but there is a full-term abortion clinic in Albuquerque, which means you can get an abortion after 22 weeks gestation. So, most of the time, if that baby was to, you know, come out of the womb, there's a good chance that baby would survive with the right medical support. So we're talking about a big baby here.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this letter to you. It's just a couple paragraphs. It says, today we were down at the late-term abortion clinic. A young couple had gone in. The boyfriend came out, and the sidewalk advocates were able to talk to him. His girlfriend came out before her abortion procedure. We were able to convince them to come to the bus and receive a free ultrasound. When they came to the bus, she had a bandage around her arm where they had drawn her blood, and she had a medical band on her wrist for the abortion procedure. Once they saw the baby on the bus, they chose life. After the couple had seen the baby, the boyfriend looked down at the band and asked if we could help them remove it. The mom yanked it off herself. They were very excited and nervous. We were able to talk to them about all the free services and classes available to them. We explained how we could help. They left the bus and went to the CareNet Center, where they received prenatal vitamins and signed up for Earn While You Learn and fatherhood classes. And an even bigger blessing, they both accepted Christ in that situation of community and love.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right? Speechless.
I don't want to.
That happened right here in Albuquerque. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's so
incredible. That's just one of thousands of stories you get. Wow. And that happened right there in your city, and that's what's up. You know? They weren't given that kind of love and that kind of care up until, you know, I don't know how far along they were, but they were beyond the 22-week point, it sounds like. And I'm just blown away. You know, I'm blown away that it took that long, but thank God we got there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God that our approach is in a way that's, you know, chill, and we offer services. People catch it, they want it, and they see what's really going on, and they're immediately on board. You know, and the dude wants to take fathering classes, you know, and they're jumping into the services that we can offer. Like, they'll earn while you learn. Learn to earn is basically up to 2 to 3 years of resources after you have the baby. So if you need a stroller, if you need a crib, if you need high chair, car seat, diapers, formula, clothes, if you're coming in and you're continuing to get counseling and support and services, continued ultrasounds to, you know, medical, all that stuff, we can offer you those services as well. So this isn't about just, you know, getting somebody to choose life in front of an abortion clinic and then splitting. This is about starting a relationship there and then continuing it with them. And that makes all the difference. And then get plugged into a rad community, like a rad church, and then they're able to throw a baby shower, and they're able to just like be a family that they feel accepted about, you know, and that's why it matters.
Yeah,
that's so cool,
dude.
Man. So rad.
Well, it's one of those reminders that in life, in any given situation, who you surround yourself with. Like, I immediately thought of Psalm 1, like, blessed is a man who does not, like, just kick it with the wrong counsel. You know what I mean? Like, the wicked counsel. Because a lot of times it comes down to misinformation, uneducation, people who love you. Like, there are people who, like, there are times in my life where a family member has told me something because they believed it's what I needed to hear. It was the, quote, right thing to do. But it went against the word of God. It went against, I could get into some crazy stories that I won't hear. But not because they don't love you. They just, it's misinformation. And people make the wrong decision based upon that. And it's who you surround yourself with. And so to be able to go, hey, man, we just want you to see your baby. And we just want to help you. We want to provide, because I'm sure on the flip side, it's, oh man, this is how much it's going to cost. And you're going to need formula, and you're going to need a car seat, and you're going to need all of these things. And if you don't have a job, or if you don't, you know, think of the life that this kid's going to have. And it's not really going to have a good quality of life, and blah, 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 blah. And think of your quality of life. And if that's the only counsel you're receiving, of course that's the choice you're going to make, because that's all you've got. And as you mentioned, you know, 1 out of 5 will still make that decision to terminate the baby, to end the life of that child. And so it's still this idea that at least you guys are there giving information,
that you're not trying to, like, it's not like Fox News spin zone here where we're like, let's just spin it our way. It's simply like, hey, man, there's a life inside you. This is a human being, that Christ died for. And we want you to make the most informed decision. And here's the resources that we can provide you absolutely free. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? And so I just think
and
it's
even long term.
Yeah. And long term. Exactly.
Not,
it's not
just
like
a temporary.
Yeah. And so, man, what you guys are doing is so, so vital. But I think we tend to go astray in so many different areas of our life because we're only hearing one side or one thing or the tickling of the ears, or it's like, I got to make this one decision because this is what I know. This is what I'm hearing. This is what I want. And this sounds the best. Or just because we're prideful and selfish. Let's be honest. You know? So
right. And typically that's the case. But, you know, one in three women in our country will have an abortion, according to statistics today. And 3,000 abortion procedures happen every single day in our country. And the Science Monitor came out with a study saying that 86% of women who have had an abortion said that they felt trapped. And that was their only realistic option available to them.
Yeah.
And the clients that are coming on these stork buses, these people that are coming on these stork buses are saying the opposite. They're saying, you gave me a clear understanding of all three of my options and what you can do for me concerning those options and how option number three, aka abortion, doesn't even need to be an option. You know, one thing that we always say is it's not about getting out there and making abortion illegal, you know, like having a prohibition on abortion, but instead it's about making it unthinkable. You know, so if I can educate you on what it really is, and if you're willing to walk with me and we can, you know, build that trust together, then let me give you a clearer understanding of what your options are, what your rights are, what's healthiest for you, what's best for you. And you can still make whatever decision you want to make, but just know that right now the media, the public culture is trying to jam it down our throats that that abortion is a viable option, but studies are proving that it's just not. It's so hurtful to the mom. And I know obviously we can all talk about, you know, what's going on with the baby, but let's talk about the mom. Let's talk about her life. Let's talk about empowering her. Let's talk about if you empower and support that mom, then you are equally empowering and supporting that baby.
Yeah.
But that baby cannot have support if we don't support the mom. Mm. You know, and if we can fight for her and if we can love on her and if we can support her, empower her, then she's going to know that she's not alone, you know? And that is where it really affects me deeply. I have two daughters, I have a son, you know, and, if my kids were ever in a situation where they felt ashamed and they were hiding it and they were secretive, I would hope and pray that I've positioned myself where they can trust me and that I'm not going to freak out and lose it, but instead be able to navigate with them through that windy road of whatever they got themselves into.
Yeah.
And that's how we need to open this conversation with abortion, especially in the church. The church is silent, you know, and the reason I think they're silent is because it's always been so focused on guilt and shame. Or if we talk about abortion, it's talking about murdering your baby. So one in three women sitting in the church are going, yeah, I know, I murdered my baby. You know what I mean? And that's not what we need to be focusing on. What we need to be focusing on is, how did you get there and how can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's most important. And that's my calling is, I love partnering with churches. I love partnering with pastors saying, we can come in one morning and have this discussion and you will see the greatest surge of ministry impact for both men and women that have been through the heartache of abortion who don't talk about it. And if we talk about it and we talk about the true impact of what it does to you and what you've been through, that changes the national narrative.
Yeah.
And it's not spending money on politicking. It's not, you know, trying to spend money on big graphic signs. What it does is it raises the voice of what the truth is about abortion. And that catches on really quick. And I see a tipping point happening in our country soon, where when Christians continue this understanding of we empower each other, we love each other because we cannot be living in guilt and shame and secrecy, let's carry each other safely home, so to speak, man, there's some glorious things that happen. And I sincerely believe that we could make abortion unthinkable when we continue to open up these stories about what you've been through. And so I'm going to get off my soapbox now, but that's just my passion, and that's what I care so much about.
Well said, man.
If there's anybody listening and they're going, yeah, I'd love to bring this to my church, then hit me up. I would love to come. I'll come tomorrow, because that's what's important to me.
SaveTheStorks.com, right? SaveTheStorks.com?
Yeah, you know what we did was we started StorksRadio.com because I've been jumping on a bunch of stations as of recently, and we're wanting to be able to connect with people through just how have we connected with you, if it's through radio. So go to StorksRadio.com and check out all the goods. And yeah, that's it.
I think what's so vitally important is, as you mentioned, it's pretty silent in the church in certain regards. Because I do think it can get it's talked about. It's just either you're pro-life or you're pro-choice, and that's the conversation that everybody is having, whether or not people should. And I think with what you're doing, you kind of take that away and say, no. We're not saying don't make a choice. Like, every human being with any given sin has a choice. You know, God has given us this choice. So your job isn't necessarily to try and legislate morality and tell Congress that they need to get rid of it. You're saying that you need to just empower a human being to where they make an informed decision, if you will, four out of five times it's going to lead to life. Because instead of screaming and jumping up at the Senate, which, I mean, there are certain people that's what God has called them to do, and that's what they should be doing, but obviously that's not what your ministry is focused on.
That's exactly right, man. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah, we're not saying that we're the only ones doing it right.
Right.
We know our role in the narrative, and this is our heart for it. And
I think it tends to change things, because you're still empowering the person to make their own decision. You know, and whether
just
it's right
as Jesus
or wrong,
did for us, man.
Right? And that's exactly it. Yeah. It's like you know, I still have the choice to be a fool. I still have the choice to ruin my life, because God has given me free will to make that choice. And if we outlawed everything, people would still make the wrong decisions. They really would, because for some reason we're stupid humans, and we do tend to gravitate to some pretty horrible decisions.
Yeah.
And so I
I
just love Save the Storks and what you guys are doing, man. It's phenomenal.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah. And again, it's mind-boggling to know how many people are sitting in the church with that secret, you know, heavy on their chest.
Yeah.
And every time I come in and share at a church and we talk about this and the way we talk about it, it opens people's lives. It opens their eyes. It opens their minds. And ministry is like, it's booming. It's insane. And I think that it's just as powerful as these buses. It may not be as cool or, you know, even sexy with how beautiful these buses are and what we're able to accomplish with these, you know, these medical units. But, man, when you're talking to the church and you're opening up the door for everybody to just be real and not be shamed because, hey, you're not the only one in that room that's been through it. In fact, one in three people in that room has been through it. So let's go. Let's reconcile. Let's move on, and let's go save some lives together, because there's people that are just like you that's been through it that need your voice. Yeah. You know, the most impacting thing, I'll just close with this, the most impacting thing that ever happened, the first time I ever spoke about this was at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa. Pastor Brian asked me to come share for like 5 minutes, and we had a stork bus there on campus. That's when we had four buses. And I came out to the courtyard at the church, and this lady, she spun me around. I didn't even know she was coming for me. And she grabbed my shoulder and spun me around, and she had tears in her eyes. And she goes, "Jeff, I have one question for you." And I said, "Yeah, what's up?" She goes, "Where were you when I needed you?" Mm-hmm. And that was 20 years ago that she had her abortion. And I just said, "Tell me your story." So she laid it out for me. And she was one of those girls that said, "I was given no other options. Everybody told me to terminate. I knew in my heart I didn't want to, but I was terrified. Nobody was there to talk me through it." Mm-hmm. She goes, "Everything that I've ever wanted is exactly what you're doing. How can I help? How can I get involved?" And she it was the first time she ever confessed it, that she ever told anybody.
Dang.
You know, and she's been living with it, and now she's a counselor at the Huntington Beach Pregnancy Center that has a stork bus there here in Orange County. And I mean, I have those story after story after story of how people are impacted because they're going, "Where were you when I needed you?" And that's my call to action with you guys, with everybody else, is, man, we got to continue supporting this because it's making a difference.
Yeah. Amen.
Beautiful.
Dan, we've gotten some crazy stories on the live line, some text conversations that are so personal. It's like I don't necessarily want to share them on air. It's just the impact that, that abortion has caused in life of people. Yeah. 10, 15, 20 years later. It's pretty devastating, man. Dude,
Jeff, keep it up, man.
Yeah, man. Stay at
it. Right on, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Storks Radio for more info, storksradio.com.
Dude, I love you, man. I miss your face.
Love you, bro. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we will.
Later, bro.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
Man, savethestorks.com. Go there. And if you want to jump on board and help that amazing ministry, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to take a break. 585 Live if you want to text in, or you go to Facebook Live. We're there at Star 88. You can go watch and listen to the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Trump has arrived in Paris for a state visit to France.
United Airlines is offering passengers an extra incentive to give up seats on overbooked flights, a buyout voucher worth as much as $250.
A whistleblower in the FIFA soccer scandal, Chuck Blazer, has died.
Four men have been arrested for stealing a coin valued at $4 million from a Berlin museum, but they have not found the coin.
Authorities have suspended the license of a Flint, Michigan funeral home. Inspectors responding to complaints allegedly found unrefrigerated bodies stored in the garage on the property.
The House is working on a bill that could be voted on this month to give more money to educate veterans.
Lawmakers in Washington are getting their first look at that third Republican health care bill in the Senate.
The Labor Department says the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week. It was the first drop in a month.
A data breach at Verizon that the company is blaming on human error.
The Justice Department is refusing to release Attorney General Jeff Sessions' security clearance disclosure form.
Gas is down a fraction, but AAA's national average for regular remains above $2.25 a gallon.
Gas. Under $2 here in Albuquerque, in some places.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where?
A few places. There's...
In my neighborhood, it's like 201.
Yeah. 202. I've seen it's a couple places, 195.
Yeah.
But I think I paid 205 yesterday when I filled up.
You know, it's good for the consumer, but it's killing our state. Mm-hmm. It's killing our state.
Yep. Good morning, everybody. Sam Swan hanging out with us. It's Friday.
I love hanging out with you guys.
We love you hanging out with us. You're like my dad, bro. Just kidding. That makes me feel old.
I'm not that old. I could be your older brother.
I don't get to see my dad anymore, you know? So it's like, I get to hang with my dad.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Actually, I'll take a little bit of that. I don't like the age part of it, but the influence I'll take.
It is 9:38.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. There's some road construction. I-25 Frontage Road North at Montgomery. It's happening through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I-25 northbound frontage at McLeod. Going to have some daily right lane restrictions for utility maintenance. Other than that, no accidents report today. It's been a relatively easygoing day. Oh, you got it. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
So this morning, Steve Guttenberg had to reschedule.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for saving me.
That's the way to say
that's
it.
That's exactly
that's
it.
That's a perfect way to say it.
The old Goots, he couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Rescheduled for Monday.
He rescheduled for Monday.
At 8:40.
I thought it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The 17th.
Triple check that one.
You know, it was going to be like pre-birthday. Now it's post-birthday.
Yes. There you
totally,
go.
Totally cool.
So many people looking forward to that interview this morning.
That's funny.
When's
your birthday, Steve?
Mine's the 21st.
Okay.
21st of July.
It's Friday. Next Friday.
This
is a week from today. Mine's
coming.
Sunday.
But he's already gotten a ton of presents, so he doesn't need any more.
I have gotten none presents.
I need to write that down.
It's not even your
none
birthday,
presents.
And you get presents all the time. I'm sick of it.
Zero birthday
like,
presents.
Seriously, he'll get presents in the mail all the time, and they'll be like, Steve-O, you're my favorite. Here's like a new car.
Speaking of presents, I've got a little nugget of truth that I'd like to bestow upon a friend as a present. Don't drink in Facebook Live.
Oh. That's a good one, right?
Like, yeah.
You're always told don't drink and drive. Don't drink in Facebook Live.
Yes.
So, there you go. Looking at you, Derek. All right, cool.
Oh, wow. Just put him on blast.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we've been on Facebook for... Okay, in the 9 o'clock hour, it got pretty serious, right? Our boy Jeff was in here, was talking on the phone about Save the Storks, this phenomenal ministry, and sometimes it can get heated, and sometimes people can try and make light of it, or maybe when you get uncomfortable because it's a heavy topic, you crack jokes, but there are certain things that's like, hey, maybe not about this. Maybe not joke about life or death. We got so many texts on the live line from people who are like, dude, 18 years ago, my girlfriend chose an abortion, and it has haunted me to this day.
Yeah.
A woman who actually said, praise God, like people were telling her that she should get an abortion. She was only 16 years old. This is going to be a big mistake. It's going to ruin your life. And her daughter turned 20 years old today.
Wow.
And she is alive and well because she chose life. You know, and so these really incredible stories that are either phenomenal or tragic because somebody chose differently and the destruction you've seen it cause over the course of their life and how much pain that brought to them, to me, is not funny. You know, like,
You don't joke. Just not, make a joke out
so
of
I
that.
So I just,
whatsoever.
I don't know, man. So... Not meaning to blast, because he's a good dude.
He asked the question, you know, he's, what do you mean? Because he wants to know, what did I do? Well, you just don't make
light of it.
Light of this subject, man. I don't know.
Yeah. There you go.
But we love you.
Yeah. Shout out to Kim, though, who chimed in and said when she was 16, she had her oldest daughter. Everybody was telling her to get an abortion. She just couldn't do it. I had her. She's 20 years old today. She's an amazing young woman. She's been such a blessing in my life. I thank God for her every day.
Wow.
Just phenomenal, dude.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so many stories.
Happy birthday to that 20-year-old.
Yeah, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty irreverent, which should be a sign. If the dude that's like super irreverent is saying like, hey, there's certain things we don't maybe kid about.
No
like,
kidding,
I don't
right?
know. Death of an
infant.
If
you're saying that, if Steve-O's saying that,
if I'm saying that,
probably,
dude.
Whoa.
That's one of the... Yeah.
Yeah,
because Steve-O offends everyone.
Well, let's not exaggerate. Let's most everyone. I've told you a billion times not to exaggerate.
Somebody chimed in and said, I emailed a present, the alien Photoshop of you guys. Dax emailed a thank you, but I don't know if Steve-O saw it. Was that the cool alien picture of the two of us? That was the coolest Photoshop.
So cool.
Yes. I loved every
second
of that.
Thank you so much for that.
Every time I hear the Morning Invasion, still to this day, like when we were thinking up the name of the show, I always think like 50s sci-fi, and that was like a perfect.
Oh yeah,
we should post that. Well, you posted it on Facebook.
I did
to your Facebook.
Well, I tagged you, bro.
Yeah. So, okay.
You got it, bro.
Just saying.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
that was a wonderful gift.
It was wonderful.
I mean, it would be nice if I could like hold
something tangible.
Just couldn't leave it.
Yeah.
I want a real.
I see Steve like unwrap things, and I'm like, oh,
you know that?
That's cool.
That old adage, just a thought that counts. That just doesn't make any sense at all. I want to hold.
If
it.
I could only.
I want to have
unwrap
the gift,
something.
A real gift.
Hold it in my hands.
I don't want. I don't know if I want to keep the conversation going, but you know, it's definitely Derek's chiming back in, but whatever.
Well, what is he saying? I kind of want to know.
Yeah, because this is interesting from his perspective. He said it can be a serious subject, but it doesn't mean you can't find good in it as well because abortion has been some women's best choice for them. I'm not about demonizing the women who needed to make the choice to abort it. Come on, guys, don't get sensitive. Here's the thing. I don't know if you heard the last 30 minutes where we were talking about that, where women still had the right to choose, and it's not about demonizing them. However, at the end of the day, you have to call it what it is. Like, it is still... choosing to kill a baby.
A life.
Like you were terminating a life. You were ending a human being. So it's not about demonizing them, but it is about pointing to the fact that, yes, that is still a sin. And it's still so painful to the mom, to the dad. We've gotten so many people chiming in talking about the damage that has caused them mentally, physically, spiritually over the course of their lives because of the choice that they did make. And so I can't agree that it's like, oh, but for some of them, it's the best decision of their lives. Look at the career they have now. Look at the, and I will never agree with you on that, dude. Ever, ever agree with you on that. So, yeah. Pastor's perspective. I mean, from the point of a pastor, Sam.
Well, I am so glad that there's this ministry, the storks.com or Saving the Storks, because that for the longest time that has not been that's an approach that hasn't been done or if it has been, it's been done on a super small scale. And thankfully, this ministry is growing to, I mean, obviously we heard some of what Jeff was talking about on the phone.
Yeah.
But the fact that we get to be, if we participate in this ministry, we get to be a part of that wise counsel surrounding, yeah, helping to be that voice that gives an alternate to the decision. Because sometimes, like you were saying earlier, Steve-O, that sometimes we don't hear the right counsel.
Right.
Even well-meaning family members whose heart is in the right place, mm-hmm, their advice sometimes is awful,
dude.
Especially if it's not biblical advice. And we yeah, have to be very, very careful about not allowing voices that are contrary to God's word into our lives.
Dude, years ago, I'm just, you know, I'll be open, I'll be free, since we're talking about this and it's getting real and getting heavy. Years ago, my marriage was in a terrible place because of decisions that I made, right? I had amazing, loving friends and family members. They were like, y'all need to get a divorce. Like, this is destructive. This is damaging. This is crazy. This is. And if I had taken that counsel from loving friends and family members that was against the word of God, if I had taken that at the time, maybe my life would be, you know, it would be different. That's for sure. I'm not going to say better, obviously, because I know what God's word says on the matter. But I was given this counsel from people that I trust and love and value, who had told me at the time, like, this is probably the best thing. You guys are broken. Like, you are a mess. You need to get yourself fixed. You need this. You need that. You need to go. You should just call it. It'd be better for her. And I can look back and say, man, I wouldn't have children in my life, yeah, like certain children in my life, if I had made that choice. And they weren't doing it out of hate or spite or anger or malice or wanting to ruin anything. They were truly thinking in their brain, man, this guy is a mess. He's a wreck and he's hurting her, not physically. This is a mess. He just needs to go. You guys should get a divorce. People that love us told us that. And I am thankful that I didn't listen to their love and their care and their instruction in that. Because, you know, people are saying, well, like, whoa, 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 but it's, you know, sin is sin and it's all level with the cross. And you're right. That doesn't negate the fact that it's still sin. I think sometimes we go, you know, whether it's lying or it's cheating or it's murder, it's like, oh, you guys are trying to, like, make them, you know, all these different things. And, oh, this is worse than another. We're definitely not saying that. Sin is sin is sin. And the dude that shoplifts at the mall and the dude that murders somebody are still going to go to jail for a certain amount of time because both are still punishable because they're both still illegal. You know what I mean? Like, it's still, you're still, there's still consequences to that. So it's not to say, like, oh, but sin is sin. So, I mean, you guys lie or you guys cheat or this person's jealous or this person's a glutton. Therefore, this is the choice I'm going to make because it's all sin anyways. And God forgives all sin. I think that's the opposite mentality.
Yeah.
I think the mentality should be like, that it is hurt. It's hurtful. It's painful. There are consequences to your actions no matter what. And you're right. Yes, it is all level at the foot of the cross, but there's still earthly consequences.
I love what Jeff said to bring it, kind of circle back to the interview that we had with Jeff on the phone. It was more of a testimony than it was an interview, actually, in my mind, where he made a statement, something to the effect, and it's not an exact quote necessarily, but it says, we're not working to try to make it illegal, which that would be, you know, that's fine if that happens. But he says, we're not working to make it illegal. We're trying to make it unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had more of an approach to any kind of sin in that, with that approach, whether it's lying or cheating or stealing or murder or whatever, if we had that where we make it, right, where we look at it, that is unthinkable for a child of God. That is unthinkable for me to participate in something like that. That is unthinkable for me to do that or to say that or to be that way.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's unthinkable is because as we surrender more and more of our lives to Christ, as He continues that transformation of our hearts and changing us from the inside out, those things become unthinkable. Because we're thinking more about what is lovely and holy and just and pure and praiseworthy. We're thinking about the things of God. We're spending more time focused on what God has in store for us and on His glory and His honor, that everything else becomes unthinkable. Mm-hmm. I won't do that. It's unthinkable to me, not because I'm better than anybody else. It's unthinkable to me because I and becoming more like Christ because he's molding me and shaping me more into who he is. I mean, more into what he wants me to be as I grow and adopt and become more like him, taking on more of his character and what he has in store. I love the idea of becoming, of those things becoming unthinkable,
yeah,
as opposed to illegal or wrong. They are wrong. It's sin. God calls it sin. The scriptures call it sin. But if we could look at it as sin should be unthinkable in our lives.
That'd be a great series.
It really would.
Just titled Unthinkable. You could do so
that,
much on
dude,
that.
Yeah. This might be a camp theme next year.
This
is a really? Great.
Well, wow. It's interesting because, and here's the thing, because then people will fire back and say, well, I mean, all sin is forgiven. It's all level at the foot of the cross, and that is absolutely true. And then the idea that, like, okay, so let's throw out this really stupid scenario where it's the 13-year-old that was raped by their uncle and blah, 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 and so rape and incest. And if you take a look at statistics, and of course, you can go to a certain website that will give you a 1% and a different website that's pro-choice that will give you another percentage, but let's take it down, and I took both because the New York Times, which is definitely more on the liberal side of things, says 1%. Okay, 1%. And which, of course, a lot of pro-life ministries will say, dude, less than 1% of abortions in the United States are because of rape or incest. Okay, according to the 2016 statistics. Now you look at the other side and people say, that's a lie. Here's a couple pro-choice websites. It's way higher. 4%, 3%. 5% is the most at any of these websites I've looked at. You always have to cite sources, okay? So if you want sources, abort73.com, operationrescue.org, those are more pro-life. If you want more liberal, you can look at the New York Times. You can take a look at abortionfacts.com that is very anti-pro-life, if you will. Just taking a look at them. And so I'll give you the worst of the worst of the worst, 5%. So you're taking this ultimate awful situation scenario and saying, yeah, but for that person who's thinking about abortion, that's not necessarily their situation. In fact, 95%, according to the statistics here from liberal media, if you will, would say that's not the case. But those are the cases that are used in terms to say, but this should be okay for everyone.
Yeah.
This should be okay for everyone because of the 1%ers.
And think
because
about
the 5%.
Think about this. You and I both know a man that was in that situation. His mom was raped.
Yeah.
She was going to have an abortion.
Yep.
And because she didn't, this man is now doing incredible things.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
For God.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I've heard
really
several
good
testimonies
guy.
Like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I'm very, 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 very passionate about this. So my mom and my dad met in a bar in October of 1977, I apologize. At the end of that month, they got married. They knew each other less than a month. My mom had been engaged to somebody, my dad had been living with somebody. I mean, crazy scenario. And my mom got pregnant immediately. And I didn't know this until later in life. They got into this crazy fight because how did he know it was his? Because she was engaged and all these crazy things. And we're getting to know each other. Maybe we shouldn't do this. And they ended up like in the beginning of their marriage, splitting apart. And she refused to have an abortion. And my dad didn't want their marriage to start like that because it was going to change their lives forever and ruin everything. And it almost ended them before their marriage even got started. Thank God they reconciled. And thank God that when I was born, he looked at me and it was like, that's my son. Mm. And they chose not to.
Yeah.
They had the choice. They could do it. But I'm telling you right now, like, I almost wasn't here because of a stupid, what about this scenario? And what about my life? And how bleeping selfish are you?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Derek, that I'm so like passionate about this, but I don't,
It's not about that, because sometimes it's like, yeah, but this is the best for the life of the mother. But like, this baby doesn't even get that choice of whether or not they get to live or not, you know? And so, yeah, man, I'm going to be passionate. I'm going to fight hard. And that's why I love organizations like Save the Storks that are doing it to empower women, to provide resources, not just shame them like you think they're doing, not to demonize them, but to say, dude, there's a God who loves you. There's a God who has chosen this child for some amazing things. This child, God's word says that he's known them like before he crafted you in the, like, he knows this child before, like, you even knew that this baby was going to be there. God knew this child. And so for whatever purpose, for whatever reason, whatever it is, God has a plan and a purpose for this baby. And man, you got to give him a chance.
Yeah.
And so I will fight for that all day long. I'll fight for that all day long. I really will. So.
Oh man, it's just
sorry, dude.
No,
I
man,
I get angry and passionate, that. And I gotta like slow it down and try not to like get so mad. But like, dude, we gotta just think about what soapboxes we're willing to die on.
Right.
I'm not saying we take away choice in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying what we do is we inform, because we make it like sin, dude. You're always gonna have the choice to sin, but if we can change that in our brain to where, as he said, make it unthinkable, like it's something that you just don't even want to do because it's so. Yeah. It's not okay, then that will make all the difference in the world, not legislating it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we are done with the show. We're out of time. I feel like we should just do another hour.
No, dude, I want to go. I almost cussed like 3 times. I'm pretty upset right now. So I definitely want to keep my job.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Man. We want you to keep your job.
Yeah,
if you missed the show this morning, hit it up at the podcast on demand. It's at star88.fm. It's at the app. It'll be up here shortly. Sam Swan, dude. Love you.
Love you guys.
It's always fun. Steve Guttenberg will be on the show Monday. Thank you, Starmy. Have a great weekend.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.